another exciting broadcast day.
I don't know if it'll be exciting, but it'll be a little bit different. Wow, look at this. We've got a lot of action going on in the studio already. Oswaldo is outside the lunchroom. He's got a bowl of cereal the size of like a bucket you'd wash a car with.
Well, you know why.
No.
Because your pal Kimmel, Guillermo, your sidekick from the Kimmel Show, is here, and now Ozzy feels threatened, and he knows he has to curry favor with everyone.
Meanwhile, Bill just dragged himself in here about a couple minutes after the show started, and abruptly cut off my theme song, which I don't, or was it? And then, what else? Oh, well, by the way, it's Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Adam Carolla again. Adam and Lynette, his wife Lynette, had a couple of babies, twins yesterday, a boy and a girl, if you hadn't heard, Santino and Natalia, the Mafia twins. Santino and Natalia.
Stay away from the Causeway twins.
No kidding. And so we're filling in this morning, and boy, I'm tired.
You gotta be you must be filthy tired.
Turns out it's no fun to get up at 4:30 and then to go to bed at, let's say, 1 o'clock in the night after working consistently. You know, people think I just cruise in for the show at around 7 in the evening. Not the case. I get there at 6 in the evening.
Did you take a nap at all yesterday?
I did. Actually, I took a brief nap, which caused a huge problem at work because we have a very regimented day. At 11 a.m. exactly, the writer's meeting starts because the show goes on the air whether we're ready for it or not. Thank you for that insulting, condescending music. It can be bad times when you have to get up so early and then have to do it 2 days in a row. But you know what? I have the heart of a champion.
Yeah, you're pushing through.
For Sonny.
And you know what got me out of bed this morning? I said, I have to do this for Teresa's birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday to you, Teresa.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I was thinking about singing the song, but you know when people launch into happy birthday, it's like by the P part of happy, you're like, oh, can this please be over now? And so we won't do that, but happy birthday. What is your plan for your birthday? Do you have one?
Oh, yeah. And this is, I don't want to brag, but I'm attending a required diversity training meeting today here for my birthday.
Oh, wow, I did it yesterday. It's something.
You did yesterday?
Oh,
huh?
Yes. Oh, yes.
That's terrific. That's right. You know, they wanted Adam to do that today as well, and we're insistent upon it. Actually, they wanted him to do it yesterday, I think.
While his wife was giving birth.
Yes. Even though this is a scheduled C-section, that's how serious
they
are.
And this is sensitivity training.
And how did it go? Dave, do you feel more sensitive today?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Listen, everybody who hasn't been there yet, within the sound of my voice, if you have to go do this, here's a little tip.
Thank you. I'll need this for today.
Everybody stay nice and quiet. It'll go by more quickly. Everybody takes the opportunity
chime in
to let everyone in the room know their personal philosophies
on
diversity. Guess what? Bill the board op was one of them. Dawson, the engineer.
What did he chime in
with? Talent booker, Mike August. On and on about the philosophies of what the Adam Carolla show is and how we have to walk on the line and so on and so forth.
What are the what the hell is he doing?
I know. Ridiculous.
It's a bunch of people whacking each other is what they're doing there. Bill, what did you say in the meeting? What was your contribution to the diversity seminar? Just that clock?
Well, when we were introducing ourselves, and the clock. And when we were introducing ourselves, we had to tell a little bit about ourselves. So I said, my name's Bill Mahoney. I'm the board op for the Adam Carolla Show, Free FM. And I'm also not a grain, but a fruit.
Thank you. Isn't that exactly what you're not supposed to be doing on the in the diversity program?
Oh, no, but you were encouraged. You were encouraged coming out of the gate. We're going to go around the room. There are about 60 people in there, if you understand. We're going to go around the room, introduce ourselves, and just tell us all a little something about yourself. Uh-huh. And so, of course, this means everybody. It's time for everybody to do their best stand-up joke.
This is how I would translate a statement like that. And if Bill said something like that, I feel like I got free reign forever. Like, Bill said fruit in the diversity meeting, in the sensitivity training. It was accepted. That's where you really want to see the lawsuit come out of.
I think when I introduce myself, I'm going to say, I'm Teresa Strasser. I'm the new news girl on the Adam Carolla Show. And And yes.
No, you're jumping the gun a little bit there.
And also, I mean, I'm Teresa, but my vagina is Chavez Ravine.
Very nice.
See how that goes.
Yeah.
Oh, it was terrible. So then I speak to the new father, Corolla. And for 20 minutes, I called him, of course, to congratulate him on the twins. But instead, I told him a little bit about this story. And he decided that when he does have to go, his little piece of information about himself is to instruct everyone to keep their mouths shut so this goes as quickly as possible. This is nonsense.
Please.
I'm surprised he's going to go. I really am surprised. And
we'll
predict he will not go to this. No matter how many times, there will always be something that keeps him from going.
Well, it's today. And anyone within the sound of my voice, please keep your mouth shut. Save the jokes, and let's just let it fly by because mommy needs a nap.
Yeah, it's your birthday. You know, you should just get up and you should say, I'm Teresa. It's my birthday. Can we please... I'm fine with people of all colors. Can we please just get this over with?
I'm gonna
because
try it.
These sorts of things are the things that make you hate minorities. I mean, let's be honest. More Klan members have been created out of these diversity meetings than perhaps anything else.
There is no racial bigotry here.
Well, I will also say, I don't want to start any trouble, but the guy who does the restaurant reviews.
Meryl Schindler?
No, not Meryl Schindler. Another guy. Was talking.
Mario Martinova.
I love Meryl Schindler also. Yeah.
He was talking. He seemed like a perfectly pleasant fella. But he was saying that, you know, it's incumbent upon all of us who go on the air to be on the edge, you know, to be edgy and push the envelope. And he was talking about it. He's like, I try to do the same with my restaurant reviews.
He did not say that.
I swear.
And you sat there quietly and accepted that? You can go two ways with this. Either you can sit there and you can accept the nuisance of, oh, this is going to go longer because people are talking about nothing, or you can strike back and you can say, you know what? If we're going to be here for 3 hours, I'm going to make it 5 hours. And God help you if you say anything more. Really, the restaurant review guy. What is his name?
I stay tight-lipped. He said Mario something or other.
Oh, we got to get some tapes of his restaurant reviews.
The fish... quite frankly, I'm going to be honest with you. The fish was a little dry. I'm going to get letters. I know I am, but I got to be real.
The frisée was not moist.
That is unbelievable. I understand that Web... What did we call him yesterday?
Web Gopher Billy
has... has some... there was a conflict of some kind here, and he said what?
He constantly is trying to get on the air.
How old is Billy, by the way?
He's 17.
After the show, I walked into Bruska's office, and Billy was in there, and this is what I heard as I walked into the room. Billy, you always are telling me you gotta be on the air, but yet I put you on and you did nothing. What did you have? You had nothing. You gotta bring something to the table, kid.
Dave, he was talking to me.
I was busting his chops, but he constantly wants to be on the air, and there's no reason for him to be on the air other than he's funny.
He's a poor 17-year-old boy you yell at.
He's supposed to be in school, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing. For the past month, he's supposed to be going to school. He goes to some kind of alternative high school, which I don't understand.
Yeah, as Adam said, an alternative to learning.
Yeah.
And he basically he's taken off the last month just to come in here, just waiting and hoping
to
be on the air.
What I
left
he was just sitting in the parking lot. What was he doing in the park? Yeah, he was in the parking lot, and then he thanked me for coming today, as if he's somehow the rest.
He's the ambassador.
Thanking me for coming here.
Well, then I talked to him a little bit more because I thought I felt bad for him because Bruska had yelled at him. And I said, what's the story with this, Billy? And he said, you know what? There are two kinds of people in this world, implosive and explosive. And when I go on the air, I get explosive. And he wasn't kidding around.
Here it comes.
Does that mean nervous diarrhea? Or
that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Come in here for one second, Billy, because I don't want to get into this too great a detail right now. But I do want to talk to you about when you say there are two kinds of people, implosive and explosive, which category... You put yourself in which?
I'm explosive.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get into your explosivity, and perhaps we'll get to see you explode today on the show.
Perhaps.
A lot of things lined up. We were very disappointed yesterday because Pat O'Brien, whom I considered a friend, I think we all did consider a friend of the show at the very least, promised that he would do a story about Adam's twins on The Insider.
Mm. Yeah, he promised.
Multiple occasions he made these promises.
Not that Adam cares, but I'm trying to get some money for some pictures, some snapshots I got of the kid after this Jolie Pitt deal for $7-8 million.
You have the snapshots right now?
I have them right now. I have them right here. And Pat did not follow through on that Pat did not. Pat ignored the birth as if it hadn't happened. And
he promised that he would report it.
We got to get him on the phone because I'd like to speak to him about that. Also, we're going to talk to Adam, who's been in the hospital, who had a big dispute yesterday with the nurse because he started, I wouldn't say bad-mouthing the nurse, but complaining about the nurse at the hospital. And the nurse, I think, was listening to the radio or listening to his very, very loud voice ring through the halls of the hospital. So there's trouble there. Deaf frat guy will be here this morning. I think we should try to get like Us Weekly on the telephone to see how much we can get for pictures of this kid. Okay. Also, Sarah Silverman will be here. Sarah will be here. I made love to Sarah last night, and
wow.
Perhaps she will rate my performance.
Oh, I was going to ask, because that's what's rumored in all those gossip magazines, mm-hmm. that you two are linked together. She's your gal pal, they say.
That is true. What was that for, the noise? Listen, save the morning zoo crap for when Corolla gets back.
I hope he doesn't explode.
Good day, sir!
I learned something about Teresa Strasser, our news lady, sexually yesterday.
Uh-oh.
That I would like to share with the audience from a former boyfriend.
Ooh.
So it's interesting to us.
Brian Dunkelman?
No, not Brian Dunkelman, although he does work into the equation.
Oh.
He does work into the equation. So
former American Idol. Host.
We'll share that. Also, Bill Walton is going to, NBA legend Bill Walton, and a very funny guy who you would recognize immediately if you saw him. Perhaps you don't know his name, but his name is Brian Posehn. He's going to be here. And also, the first ever interview with the Corolla twins. We're going to have the twins on the telephone. So we got a big show planned for you today. I mean, I got two big shows planned for you today. Tonight on my show, I don't know who's on, but I hope somebody's working on it back at the... Anybody have an idea who's on tonight? I don't know. Now, Rosie Perez is on the show. Who cares, really? We got this to get through. We're going to get through. We can take a break now.
And
we'll come back.
By the way, may I just say quickly,
yeah.
Billy also has some thoughts on one of our guests, the Deaf Rat Guy, that hopefully he'll be able to share when Deaf Rat Guy shows up.
The explosive Billy will be thinking aloud on the air. And also, not only Oswaldo, but my Hispanic sidekick, Guillermo, is here. Last night, Guillermo was perhaps at his all-time funniest on the show. And both of them are going to review the movie The Omen, or as Guillermo pronounces it, The Oatman. All right. Jimmy Kimmel and for Adam Carolla. We'll be back.
Well, all right. This is the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Andy Dick. You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. And hey, I've got the names of your twins. Name one Andy and name one Dick.
Yeah, there's more coming up. The Adam Carolla Show.
Billy goes to Buena Vista High School. It's prom season. You need a date.
Yeah, by May 20th.
I have a phone number of one of the girls here.
Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number does not want to talk to you or speak to you ever again. We would like to take this opportunity to officially reject you.
Oh, poor little Billy. Poor little web gopher Billy. It's Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Adam Carolla. The Adam Carolla Show. Adam's out having a couple babies. Well, he had a couple of babies yesterday. Twins. Billy is a kid. How old are you? 17 years old?
I am 17, yes.
17 years old. Supposed to be at high school. Instead, he hangs out here at the radio station.
Pretty much.
Why aren't you in school right now?
I'm on a homeschooling program, and it's called Opportunities for Learning, and mm-hmm. basically you go two times a week, and you bring a packet home.
Whenever the word opportunities is involved, that means some sort of learning disability, some sort of accommodation for special, and by special I mean less than average intelligence children. We had a place called Opportunity Village in Las Vegas. Let's just say that the people... who worked there spent most of their day putting batteries into boxes.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So this is what you're doing at high school. And well, you're not at high school. You're here all the time. Yesterday, as I was driving away, Billy thanked me for coming.
He's the ambassador of the show.
Yeah, the ambassador of the show. Why were you hanging around the parking lot yesterday when I left?
I don't know. Hanging around. I was talking on my cell phone.
Billy truthfully, like
he truthfully thinks he's the host of the show.
Yeah. Now, Billy, I have to say, I was I thought you were just here because you love Adam. He just wanted to hang around and bask in his glow. And I could understand that as a young kid. But I didn't realize that you fancied yourself a radio personality. I had no idea.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. He has car. You know, everybody has the ID badge. Billy's, what does your title say on it, Billy?
It says on-air personality.
It does?
Yeah.
And who put that on the card?
I had one of the other assistant webmasters. He made it.
One of the other assistant webmasters. Now, are you in charge? Are you actually someone's boss?
No.
Okay. So, but you consider yourself the webmaster, and you say there are assistant webmasters. So
that's confusing. I'm an assistant webmaster. Mm-hmm. There's two assistant webmasters, Mark Chambers and
all right, I don't care. Now listen, Billy. I'd like to hear your the thing about personalities, radio personalities, and that there are two kinds of people: implosive
and explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And tell us how you fit into the explosive category.
Have you seen the movie Anger Management?
I have not. No.
The Jack Nicholson movie?
Mm-hmm. There's two kinds of people, implosive and explosive. Implosive is the person standing behind or in line in the store,
mm-hmm.
Demanding to take the coupons. And
what? To take the coupons? Is this part of your explosivity?
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And the cashier won't take the coupons. So pretty much he...
This is damn exciting stuff.
Shut up, Brian.
Just dynamite.
Uh-huh.
This is a volcanic explosion happening.
And you're the latter? You're the guy saying, take these coupons or I'll slam this drawer over your head?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What
you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Brian, I'm going to come over there right now and I'm just going
to... And then what are you going to do?
A truly explosive person would have just done it. They wouldn't say, Brian, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to...
Brian's going to dump me here in a second once.
And just to recap, every day he tries to get on the air and he bugs me. And so I said, all right, when you get on the air, just have something ready to go and it'll be entertaining. So
I have tons of stuff to go.
I think that's good that you try to get on the air, because if you want to be on the air, it's the only way you're going to get on the air is to continually try to get on.
Look, it worked today.
Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to get on the air. By the way, if anyone wants to call and join this this Billy party, our phone number here is 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. Billy, I'm going to give you the opportunity to host the show for the next 60 to 12 seconds, and I don't know, whatever you want to do, we'll be quieter if you want to interview me or whatever you'd like to do, you can go ahead and do that, and
we're
going to turn it over to you. Does Billy have, we got the Billy Don't Lose My Number theme song. Go ahead, here he is. Webmaster.
You're not ready?
No, take the
pin out of the grenade?
Here's the thing. Billy.
I had a segment.
Take it away, Billy.
I had a whole segment ready and everything, but I need the other assistant webmaster in here because I need to talk to him.
Okay. You said you had a whole bunch of things planned.
I do have a whole bunch of things
planned.
Go to
one
of
the more
competent, Mark Chambers, the guy who keeps his nose to the grindstone, does a solid yeoman's effort day in, day out. Thankless job, the one who you put down each day.
Mark, if you can hear me,
is a terrific kid, and every day Billy goes into him and says, Mark, I was just on the air again. You still have 0 seconds of airtime.
Yeah,
Billy's just a kid. Don't be so hard on him. I defend Billy all the time.
Someone named Pim, although I'm relying on Tad to do the phone screening from Arizona, has something to say about Billy. Pim?
Yeah, it's Tim. Oh. Yeah, Jimmy, Billy doesn't have the personality to work the drive-thru at Jack in the Box, let alone be an air personality.
Billy, how do you respond to that allegation that you do not have the personality to work the drive-thru at Jack in the Box?
The fuse has been lit for you to explode.
Yes, explode. Let's see some of that explosivity. And go.
And go.
Billy, this is implosiveness that I'm witnessing here right now. All right, Pim. Is it Pimp?
It's Tim.
It's Tim. Tim.
Tad. Don't forget Tad is the typing
what's
in
with
the call.
Pim.
Speaking of explosive.
Hey, he said his name was Pim, and I asked him.
And if someone says their name is Pim, oh, yes, he's trying to trick you. He's like, no, my name is Pim.
What did he say his name was?
It's Tim. His name is Tim. Your brother's name, Tim, by the way.
I have a brother named Tim, and I...
Thank you, Big Pad. All right.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Parisa.
Let's go to another call. This is another Billy, actually. Billy?
What's up?
What's happening?
"Hey, I just want to let this guy know that his coupons are no good at our store."
You know what?
Yeah, how do you spell it?
See, that's why your coupons
are. If you want to be on air, you can't curse.
Yeah, come on, Billy.
You said the A word. You can't use that word.
This is what I hear every day when Brusky gives it to poor Billy. Billy, you can't talk that way. If you're going to be on air, you got to bring something more than swear words.
He's right. Billy, you have to do more than just curse.
Give him a chance.
And listen, this
is... Damashek's coupons, always good.
There you go. All right. That's very nice of you to say. Now, let me...
Can you hang up on him, please?
Billy, I did hang up on him, but here's the thing. You have to do something. Something has to be done to... If you want to be on the air, you have to have something to say, and other than I need the other assistant in here. The other assistant's not here. So once again, we're going to turn it over to Billy, and let's have Billy's theme song. Here we go, Billy.
Is that like you?
Back in 1988, a California couple decided to mate. 9 months later, they had a baby boy. They named him Billy Moses, their pride and joy. Billy Moses, now he's 17. Working for the Ace Man was always his wet dream.
Billy Moses,
the pride of Buena Vista High. Assistant webmaster for the show's website.
All right, here he is, Billy Moses, everybody. Take it, Billy.
Okay, I have a couple of things to complain about.
Right. Oh, good.
And all right. The first thing is the metro we have here in wonderful Los Angeles. The metro, you never see any white people riding on the metro nowadays. And how does that work, really?
What kind of a thing is
it? Somebody's going to be at the diversity seminar with me this afternoon.
Okay, all right, well, go ahead. I'm curious to see where you're headed with this.
I'm just saying, you know,
Be careful, Billy.
Uh-oh.
Now, don't be careful. Let's hear what you have to say, because I would love to hear this. I'm fascinated
what
by
I'm
where
saying
you're going
is
with this.
I'd rather ride with a gay trucker at 4 a.m. in the morning than take the metro because of this wonderful metro system
because because there are people of other colors on the train?
No. I'm just saying there are crazy people on the metro at 4 a.m.
And
I don't really want
to.
I don't want to put up with that. Oh my God.
Billy, are there crazy people of all colors?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, it's Billy. Next topic. You scored with that one. You got a lead-off double. Let's go.
You also have your adversary, Mark Chambers, in here, too.
Okay, yeah. And that's
the assistant webmaster.
That's the next thing I wanted to clear up. Me and Mark and some other girl, we were talking the other day.
All right.
And Mark, he tells me, I don't know, we were having a conversation, and all of a sudden Mark says to me, Billy, do not go there, or you just crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know what that was all about.
Are you talking about the conversation yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did he say, Mark?
Okay, basically, we were having a conversation about how Billy has decided to go to a homeschooling program.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of tried to persuade him, you know, maybe you want to stay in high school. Maybe you want to stay, you know.
Maybe they don't want him in high school.
Well, maybe. Uh-huh. I don't know. I haven't asked him about that. But I kind of just tried to say, maybe you've got a month to go. Maybe you just want to walk across that stage. And Billy's, you know, I said, I almost dropped out, but I stayed in. I walked across the stage, and I'm happy about it. And he says, well, we have the same job. So, you know, it got you real far, didn't it?
Oh, I see. He was insulting
you
a little bit.
Why put down Mark? Why? He's a nice guy.
No, what I'm just saying is, even my principal says, you know, Mr. Macon, he says, school is not for everyone, okay?
Principal said that.
He wants you to leave. That's
your
why. He's had enough
you
of
leave
you.
High school.
Let's see. Zach from Fresno, how do you think it's going so far with Billy's segment?
Oh, I love it. He's fantastic. I just wanted to call and tell you, I think you're off the hook.
Thank you.
Much.
There you go. All right.
Well, oh, I love
totally.
You, man.
This guy says you're off the hook. Let's see what Dennis in Las Vegas says. Dennis?
Hey, what's going on, Jimmy?
What's happening?
Hey, it's time to bring this kid out of the closet.
Billy?
This kid's got the lisp going on. Uh-huh. You know, I think he's as gay as a gymnast on shore leave.
All right, very good. Well, he did volunteer to ride with a trucker at 4 a.m. Mark in San Bernardino, your thoughts on Billy?
Oh, Billy's about as gay as a $3 bill, dude.
Well, there you go.
At least he said, you know, I've heard him for the last day. He sucks.
All right.
Shut up, dude. Hang up on this guy, please.
Oh, you really let him have it. Now, Billy, you've done very well. Close it out with something big, because I have a lot of important things to get to today. Again, we've got the frat guy coming in. Sarah Silverman will be here.
Don't even get me started.
Brian will be here. Bill Walton will be here. I would like to get you started, because you've yet so far not...
Maybe this is the area to get him started on. It's the deaf rat guy. He apparently has some strong thoughts about that.
Oh, really?
Should I start right now?
Yes, because, please do.
Yeah, I don't get why Def Frat guy is on the show. He has nothing to contribute. Mm-hmm. You know, the only reason he's on the show is because you guys feel sorry for him because he's deaf.
All right. Well, David, what do you think of Billy?
I think he's a comic relief on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think of the Def Frat guy?
That guy is also comic relief.
All right.
And
all right.
When the two start fighting, that's even funny. Yeah, get Def Frat guy and Billy to fight. That'd be funny.
That would be funny. Michael from Phoenix, your thoughts on Billy and his performance here today, implosive or explosive?
Oh, implosive. Is there any way we can just get him to return after he hits puberty?
Oh, yeah.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah.
Come on. Def Rat Guy is an idiot and he's funny.
Yeah.
Billy isn't funny.
All right, well, you've heard it, Billy. How do you respond to all this? I mean, what do you see yourself doing? You see yourself hosting a show, or?
I do. I want to be on morning radio.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to one of the other production guys earlier, actually last night, since I spent the night at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You really spent the night here?
Yeah.
Where did you sleep?
The green room. But
haven't you been gotten in trouble?
The green and now brown room.
Yeah, but Mark, can somebody shut his mic, please?
That is not nice.
That was explosive.
He's explosive. That's what are you going to do? Explosivity is hard to control.
What does your mom think of it?
They should drop you on the Al Qaeda.
No, Ron Skarsga, the operations manager, he called my mom. He called me into his office first, and then he called my mom while I was in the office.
He's like your principal now.
This is a workplace. He's calling your mom. All right, and
he just wanted to get the whole lowdown on my education status.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, I would like to get that too. Also,
I'm very curious how you ended up at the Opportunity Village or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
By the way, word is you dropped out of high school. That's what Bill the Board Op says.
No, I didn't drop out of high school.
Will you be graduating?
Yeah.
Will you be graduating next week or whenever it is that everyone else graduates?
Okay, I'm getting my GED. Okay. Hold on. Okay, never mind.
Nah. Once again, that explosivity comes. Well, thanks, Billy, and thanks, Mark. Well, what an interesting room that must be, the two of you in there working on the computer.
An explosive. You,
it's got to be very explosive. All right. Thank you. Please
Thank
leave.
Thank you.
Okay. No, don't come back.
Or you can leave, and I can stay on.
Oh, a surgical
Billy,
strike.
We're gonna work on getting you a tongue, and then we'll talk about getting you a job on the radio. Okay. All right.
You
very
guys,
good.
Thanks.
Take a walk. Walk around the building a few times.
All right.
You mean his bedroom?
Thank everyone for showing up to work today.
Yes. Please give me regards to everyone in the parking lot. Billy, everybody, thank you so much, Billy. We're gonna come back. We got a movie review. The Omen. Oswaldo is here, and my very own Guillermo, the parking lot security guard from the show, is here. Two entertaining gentlemen. They have a lot of strong thoughts. Jimmy Kimmel sitting in for Adam Carolla. We'll be right back.
Well, all right. This is the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, I'm Bobby Lee from Mad TV, and you're listening to Adam Carolla. He's really good looking for a white guy. 866-901-ADAAM. Did I say that right? Adam.
Yeah, there's more coming up. The Adam Carolla Show.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, Oswaldo. You review a movie. What a thrill. And you cook the flapsteak. We can't understand the words you say. But we love you, Oswaldo. Oswaldo.
Left this reviewer call.
Everybody's got a song around here. It's Jimmy Kimmel in for Adam Carolla. Adam had a couple of twins. I guess you only have a couple of twins yesterday. A boy and a girl, and we're filling in. I think he might be back tomorrow. We don't know exactly what the plan is. We got a big show today. Sarah Silverman will be here. Tracy Metro, Teresa's rival, will be here. Also, we need to talk about, I learned something about Teresa, something, an interesting sexual fact about Teresa.
Really?
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting.
What is it?
Well, I'll tell you later. It's your birthday. I want to entice the listeners into sticking around. That frat guy will be here. We're going to try to sell photographs of Adam's baby to some magazines. I know that sounds crass, but we're doing it for Oh, no, we're not doing it for charity. Anyway, we got Guillermo and Oswaldo here. Guillermo is my parking lot security guard at Jimmy Kimmel Live, the program I do every night on ABC. Oswaldo is Adam's right-hand man, his sidekick. He does whatever Adam can't do, which is pretty much everything. Oswaldo will be raising Adam's children. Let's be honest, he'll be the father figure to these kids. He'll be Lynette's husband, so to speak, throughout the children's lives. And we sent both of you to see what movie, fellas?
The Omen.
Guillermo?
The Omen.
So, each of you saw the film. Each of you has a review. And I think we should start because he is the pro. He's done it before with Oswaldo. Let's do it. Ozzy's movie review.
Oswaldo.
And Guillermo.
Tell us about some movies. We want to know which movies you have seen.
And Guillermo.
The movie I saw this week was The Omen. Lee Schreiber is Robert Thor. Julia Stiles is Catherine Thor, the mother.
This is going to be very difficult without Mia Han Farrow, Solo, a.k.a. Carolla, here to translate for Chewbacca.
Baylock and Simu Davis Fitzpatrick is Damian Thor.
Who?
Damian Thor, the devil.
Nice. That's spelled T-H-O-R-N, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
The Omen 666 is the mark of the devil. It's the prophecy. It's the Antichrist.
Right.
The devil song. This field contains 1, 2, 3, 4 of the devil and darkness forces exist.
The devil and darkness forces exist.
Yep. The power, Damian, the Omen, realize they can pull apart the good forces.
Damian realizes he can pull apart the good forces?
Yeah. Take apart, you know, only take the...
Right.
The bad forces.
Yeah.
This feel is similar to the others before. Nothing new.
Well, it's a remake, yeah.
So
yeah.
Were you scared watching this?
What was your favorite part of the movie?
It's the sequence, you know, they make the execution for the fire for the gas truck.
The what?
The execution, you know, for making, you know, the fire truck and killer the guy inside the car.
Guillermo, can you translate this for us? The what? The...
execution.
Oh, the execution. Yeah. All right. The execution. Yeah. There you go. And what did you think of the film overall, Oswaldo?
It's the same to the other movie.
Did it leave you at any temperature?
You know, I'll say The Omen left the reviewer cold.
Left you cold. Oh, wow. All right. Wow. And Guillermo, now this is kind of like Siskelo and Iberto here, but I don't want you to be affected by Oswaldo's. If you liked the movie, you did see the movie as well. I want to give your honest assessment of the film, The Omen. Take it away, Guillermo.
Jimmy, I think it was a great movie.
Oh.
I like it because it was very scary.
You did. You found it scary.
Yes, Jimmy.
Yes. What are some of your favorite things about it? What was some of the scariest scenes?
It could be a true story that the kid can be the devil.
Oh, really? So you felt it was believable?
Yeah.
Do you believe in the devil, Guillermo?
Yes, Jimmy.
You do. Are you afraid of the devil?
Yes.
Were you worried on 666?
A little bit.
A little bit. What about the Chupacabra? Is there any fear between... I'll throw that out to both of you. Chupacabra, real or fake?
This is fake.
It's fake?
Yeah.
Oswaldo, Guillermo?
I think it's fake, too.
You do think it's fake. But you're not sure?
I'm not sure. Something happened.
Something did happen. We know that something happened. That would be a great movie. Somebody's got to get on a Chupacabra movie already. For God's sake, this country's like 96% Latino.
It'll be named Something Happened.
I know one guy the people talk to, you know, Chupa other thing, you know.
What?
Chupa other thing.
Chupa all things?
Other thing.
Guillermo, what's he saying?
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Guillermo knows what he meant, right?
Yeah, he's saying that the other thing is making a Chupacabra movie, I think.
I love having the two of you together. I really do. I like
that. Can I ask, Guillermo, where are you from?
I'm from Mexico.
From Mexico. Oswaldo, of course, from Nicaragua.
Yeah, Oswaldo made some delicious... What was that food you made for us this
it's
morning?
It's a traditional food for my country. It's an Indio Viejo.
Indio Viejo.
So good.
It's delicious. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had that, Guillermo?
No, never.
Did you like it?
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, here, have mine. Have any? Oh, right. No, have mine. It's really right. good.
There's a natural rivalry between the Mexicans and the Nicaraguans that apparently was not able... Now, do you guys think... You think you'll go to the movies together in the future?
Maybe.
Now that you've tried his cooking, maybe.
How do you review Ozzy's cooking, Guillermo, now that you've tasted this?
Like the movie. Very good.
Oh, you like it.
But
you
maybe
like
a little scary.
Okay, so just to sum up, Oswaldo did not like the film. He left it cold. Guillermo, you did like the film. It did not leave you. It left you warm.
Yeah, it left me warm.
It left you very warm.
One taquito up, one taquito down.
All right. Well, that's a lot of fun. All right. Well, thank you, fellas. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. And I'm glad.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. I'd like to send you guys to see the breakup together. I think that would be great, too. All right. Oswaldo and Guillermo. Guillermo.
Maybe Superman.
Was so funny last night on the show. I practically left the stage and turned it over to him. Thank you again. Guillermo, we got news coming. It's the birthday girl, Teresa Strasser. Teresa, what do we have to look forward to? Give us a little teaser so we can stick around through these horrible commercials and let us know what we have coming up here.
Well, there's huge news out of Iraq this morning. We'll get to that. And also, conservative Ann Coulter said something so offensive you almost won't believe it. I'll tell you what it is. And also, what venereal disease is on the rise?
Penis warts.
That's right.
Oh. Sorry, I ruined it. All right, we'll be back.
There's more coming up.
Adam Carolla.
The Adam Carolla Show. Coming up this morning on The Adam Carolla Show, Adam's live at the hospital with his wife, Lynette. We'll get the latest on the birth of his twins, Santino and Natalia Carolla. Plus, deaf frat guys in the studio.
I like cheese.
And so is Jimmy's girlfriend, Sarah Silverman.
I'm totally safe.
Now back to Jimmy Kimmel on The Adam Carolla Show.
I prefer to call her my life partner. Girlfriend is an insulting term.
That's demeaning.
For fifth graders.
How about gal pal?
I like to call her my life partner, in just to pretend that we're gay men. All right. Jimmy Kimmel sitting in for Adam Carolla. Adam, of course, out having the twins. And we got a lot of stuff going on this morning. But before all that, let's get to the news with birthday girl Teresa Strasser. Yeah.
Thank you. The most wanted man in Iraq was killed last night in what's being called a major victory for coalition forces. Here is General George Casey in a hastily called press conference.
Coalition forces killed al-Qaeda terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi and one of his key lieutenants, spiritual advisor Sheikh Abdul Rahman. This happened in an airstrike that was conducted against an identified, isolated safe house.
Good. Although, you know, he will be replaced now by 35,000 other people with no vowels in their name. The thing I liked about al-Zarqawi is he's fat. He's the only fat terrorist I've ever seen.
You prefer a fat terrorist.
Well, I don't know if I prefer it, but I think it's interesting that he'd be fat, and he's fat with the machine gun and just walking around fat with that, not a term, but he's walking around with like a bandana on his head all the time.
He's in hiding.
And they have a big framed picture of him on Fox News. When they did the press conference, there's a big framed picture of him dead, of his dead face.
That's creepy.
It was almost like your grandma's funeral where you'd have a big, loving, gold-framed photograph, only instead it's the fattest terrorist ever.
He's sort of like the fat terrorist. He's sort of like the Muslim version of Steven Seagal. Fat action hero, you know?
Yeah.
Well, in a caftan.
I've got a friend named Tim who has the greatest solution to the terrorist problem, and I'm trying to get him to call in right now. He's in New York, but hopefully we'll get him on the phone.
Well, I'll look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, you'll love this, and not only will you love it, I think it could solve a lot of our problems. Go ahead, Teresa.
Meanwhile, convicted killer Scott Peterson is serving life in San Quentin for the murders of his wife and unborn child. Last night, during a National Geographic special, San Quentin Unlocked, inmates explained what they would like to do to Scott Peterson.
Oh, if we had a shot at him? Well, yeah, that's a trophy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a trophy right there. That's one for the mantle. So what would we do to him?
He wouldn't be pretty. I'd run something up in him. I'd break something off in him. A pencil. Number two, preferably. Sharpen down tonight, this night. And when you get it in there, you break it off.
I like when these scumbags get self-righteous. And they're like, yeah, we'd really take care of him. Like, oh, what are you in for? Killed my wife.
But strangled not with an unborn death. Child. Yeah. She wasn't pregnant.
No, yes, she was.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, that is fantastic. Why are they doing interviews? Why are prisoners getting to say this on television?
Well, they went inside San Quentin. Mm. I'll watch any show that goes inside any prison. I love those shows.
Me too. I went into prison once. Adam and I went in prison. We were arrested.
For what?
No, we weren't arrested, but we went to prison for the Man Show. We did a thing in prison, and let me tell you something. One tour of prison, all you need to straighten you out, because the food alone, I got to tell you, I prefer the male rape to the food in prison.
The food was like a rape of your mouth.
It's yes, and that's the last thing you want, because all sorts of horrible things go on back there, but your mouth you like to keep pristine.
Conservative author Ann Coulter has written a new book. It's called Godless, The Church of Liberalism. In the book, which is getting a lot of press right now, she goes after a group of activist 9/11 widows, calling them self-obsessed witches and saying, and I'm quoting here, "How do we know their husbands weren't planning to divorce these harpies? Now that their shelf life is dwindling, they'd better hurry up and appear in Playboy."
Well, it's about time someone went after the 9/11 widows.
Yeah, so true. Well, this is the scariest thing about it. I looked it up on Amazon.com, and as of this morning, it was the top seller.
It was,
I
really?
Swear. Who's
I don't
buying?
Think it's even on the market yet, right? In the just advanced sales.
No, it came out this week, but it's, top
what
seller.
What is the logic behind doing this? Who is this appealing to? Obviously, some people. But, I mean, isn't that she'll be a villainess for all of time for having said this thing.
I don't know. I don't know specifically what she's talking about, but she does seem like a nutbag.
These widows sort of came together and formed a coalition to look into the 9/11 attacks, and she felt they were anti-Bush, and that was her problem with them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well. here, on to something almost as disturbing. Here in Los Angeles, syphilis is making a big comeback with 40% more cases of the disease. Applause for syphilis. Since 2004, in other words, 40% more people in Los Angeles have syphilis than just two years ago.
Let me translate that for you. 2 years ago, 10 people had syphilis, and now 14 people have syphilis. That's how those things work.
There's actually 1,217 cases now.
Really?
Yeah, which is, it's a lot.
How do you get syphilis?
Well, I wouldn't know personally, but it's a sexually transmitted disease.
What happens if you get it?
Clear it up with antibiotics.
No, but I mean, what becomes of you?
I'm getting to that.
Pee red or something?
I'm getting to that.
Oh, I see.
It can lead to untimely death if not treated with antibiotics, but it's very treatable. But here's the thing. Taxpayers paid $1 million for this anti-syphilis ad campaign, and it featured a cartoon syphilis sore named Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it was not effective in stopping the spread of syphilis, which I assume you just get from unprotected sex.
That's great for guys named Phil, by the way. You name a syphilis sore after them. Maybe it's like Joe Camel, where they pretended that they weren't trying to appeal to kids, but actually, maybe this Phil, the syphilis sore, is actually causing syphilis among LA residents.
A cartoon sore has got to be something that would appeal to kids.
I had my manager when I was, this is not that long ago, by the way, this is like 7 years ago, my manager came to me and he said, you have an offer to appear in a public service announcement. Now, there wouldn't be any pay for this, but you would play a cancerous polyp.
Really?
You
like
would
a
be
colon?
Dressed as a colon polyp. You would be dressed as a red cancer ass sore.
Right.
And you would be on TV. And I was just like, well, why would I do that? Why? And it really turned out that it was just his friend was producing commercials or something.
But of all the celebrities, why would somebody come to you for a colorectal cancer?
Oh, I'm the first on the list. I'm absolutely the first on the list for all colon-related endorsements.
People Magazine hits newsstands tomorrow. A lot of talk about the $4 million photos.
Corolla babies, yes. The $4 million Corolla babies.
It's actually the Brad and Angelina baby.
Oh.
The magazine may be trying to recoup some of their $4 million because, as reported here yesterday, the photos are all over the internet. So here's what they're doing. This very special issue of People Hitting Stands Tomorrow will cost $3.99 instead of the usual $3.49.
A 50-cent baby tax?
That's right, exactly.
Wow, that's outrageous. That is outrageous.
Now, I don't know if we're going to be talking to Pat O'Brien later.
I don't know, but my friend Tim, we got to call him. We got his phone number. Will you give that to Bruski? Get him a line because he's been trying to call me here. He's got the solution to terrorism. Why don't we do sports? And Pat O'Brien also, we got a bone to pick with him because he promised that he was going to talk about it. Is he on the telephone? Who's on the hotline right now?
There's a lot of chaos right now.
I don't know.
Now.
There's somebody on the hotline, but we have no idea who it is.
Should we just play hotline roulette?
That's building security. I recognize the number.
Really?
Yeah.
Get them off. We need that cleared. Yeah, let's get that. We're going to get Tim on. But in the meantime, Dave, do the sports. Let's get this going.
By the way. Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. I'm new here. Number one.
I like
sports. Do it, Dave.
The voice of the legendary intro.
Thank you.
NBA Finals tonight, 6:00 in the p.m. out here. A lot of Lakers fans rooting for the Miami Heat over the Dallas Mavericks. Of course, Shaquille O'Neal and Pat Riley, cornerstones of two Laker dynasties. Tad, Fat Tad, the greatest bandwagoner of them all. In fact, he is the bandwagon, I guess. Showing up in his Miami Heat Shaquille O'Neal jersey today. Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq food. That's what I've come up with.
There's got to be some others. What was that? Kazam.
The Diesel Donut.
Tad got the Shaq shirt because he thought it said meat.
Remember when Tad came to work at the talk show and he was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and I said, it's Magnum P.I.G. Sometimes I really kill myself.
Well, you work on some more of those. I'll move on. National pastime. Not a good night for the three teams at or near the top of the NL West. Dodgers dumped by the Metropolitans. Snakes lost. Gigantics lost. Padres take advantage. Pick up a game on all three with their win over the Milwaukee Beer Makers. Junior Circuit. Halo's heating up of late. They beat Tampa Bay. Mariners beat the Twinks. The big story yesterday in baseball. Feds busted Snakes reliever Jason Grimsley with a bunch of human growth hormone. Apparently, he's implicated a bunch of other ball players. How about this? I've officially had it with this dumb story. I'm bored with it. Enough. Everybody's on the drugs. Everybody's on the juice. Now, everybody's been waiting for my prediction for the NBA Finals.
They have?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm curious.
Yes, thank you, Teresa.
You forgot my name, didn't you? You had a moment there.
I did
not. You looked at me and you didn't know. It's my freaking birthday.
Now, it's been a long time. Some have said it's been a long time after my glorious run. Unblemished run through the NFL playoffs against the spread. I was 11-0. You'd realize,
yeah, because
Kimmel.
You love the Steelers and you just went with the Steelers the whole time.
I'm not going to apologize to you for backing my hometown team, but there were other games besides the Steelers. 11-0, I went in the postseason against the spread.
That's great. Yeah,
that's but let me tell you something. I agree with the detractors who says a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you right now, it's Miami Heat in six games.
All right.
Now, but just to get my feet heated back up. I came in unbeknownst to any of you. I didn't see Billy in the green.
I think you get your feet wet. I don't know if you get them heated back up.
I thought the same thing. I think, yeah.
I don't need to be criticized by you. I laid down some predictions at 3:30 in the a.m.
Oh, great.
I want you to all take a good look at Jim Brusca, see what he's wearing, on his face in particular. Here's the first of my predictions. It's 3:30 in the a.m. Thursday morning. I predict Jim Brusca will wear glasses to work today.
Wow.
How about that? And does he have glasses on?
Sure does.
You know what? You hit it right on the head.
It's obviously authentic, too. You heard the old-time music in the background. It couldn't have been in real time.
Do you have a player piano at 3:30 in the morning?
Yeah, how'd you find that?
That's right.
Something else.
Now, Billy found it for you.
Now, Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, there are more.
On your program this evening, who are the guests?
Rosie Perez, Busta Rhymes, and Jared Hess.
All right, let's take a listen to what my prediction was. 3:31 in the a.m., Thursday. I predict on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight, Jimmy will welcome guests Rosie Perez and musical guest Busta Rhymes.
And you forgot one.
Well, listen, still what? You know what? Two for two. Yeah. Now, lastly, how about this one? Teresa Strasser, it's your birthday.
Yes.
What gift would you most love to get?
From you. Okay. I think what I'd most want is like a really, really good bottle of scotch, like a Macallan's 18 year.
Oh, well, you get the idea. I'm on a nice okay. run here. Uh-huh. Brian, we don't need to play that.
No, play it. I'm curious.
I don't think we need to.
Yeah, go ahead and play it.
It's 3:32 in the a.m. Thursday, Teresa's birthday. I predict that for her birthday, Teresa will wish for my friendship.
Oh. Wait a second. That was the second thing I most want.
Yeah. No, it's
I was
going to
say
well, two
that.
Out of three isn't bad at
it's,
all.
It's over with, Teresa.
All right. Here we go.
Dave Damashek's number one sport.
The man is a witch. It's really scary how
like
right
Yuri
on
Geller.
He
is. Bet the heat is the point.
We got two phone calls, two men on hold right now. We've got my friend Tim, who has the solution to terrorism. If somebody would just listen to this man, we wouldn't have terrorism. We wouldn't have any problems with anyone anywhere in the world. And we've got villain number one, now that Al Zarqawi is dead, Pat O'Brien from The Insider on the telephone. Pat O'Brien, I can't help but be not just disappointed but shocked. You promised, you made the following promise. Let's hear that promise if we could, Brian.
We've got to cover this. This is a huge event, and this will be high on my list. In sweeps or out.
Okay, that refers to the Corolla babies.
I said high on my list.
High on your list.
Didn't say at the top of the list, did I?
Oh, well, not only wasn't it at the top of the list, it wasn't on the list at all.
And yeah, P.O.B., I watched the entire half hour. I sat through it. Fine, you start out with Brangelina, which, of course, that's understandable. Then Paris Hilton single. Fine. Mm-hmm. Then a five-minute thing about Lorraine Bracco. From Goodfellas, what?
I was a little busy planning the Zarqawi situation.
And then
Zarqawi.
And then I wait. Whatever. So then I figure, you know what? Pat's going to personalize
what
this.
Zarqawi. It's like hosting the Olympics. Whatever I say their name is, that's their name.
Zarqawi 6.
P.O.B. though, sums up every insider with his own little personal thought. I think, oh, he's doing these other things to placate all the viewers. But at the end, he's going to put his own personal,
I think
you know,
it's best to draw this out, don't you?
And now I think,
Sarah, don't you?
Let's hear how he closes the show here.
Sarah's not here.
Well, another day at The Insider, and you know what that means. You've been entertained, informed, a little surprised. But that's what we do here, and tomorrow we'll do it all again. You're with us now. Keep coming back. We'll see you right back here tomorrow night.
It sounds a little generic, don't you think, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's what I think about all your reports. I can't believe that you would do this to your friend Adam Carolla and his twins, who now have to... I mean, think of the shame the other celebrity babies. I mean, John O'Hurley, the Dancing with the Stars baby, is on CNN right now. And for God's sake, we couldn't get Adam's babies, twin babies. Two, not one lousy, stinking baby like Brad and Angelina had. Two babies.
You would say John O'Hurley and Adam's name in the same sentence?
Yeah, well, sure. If Carolla's lucky,
yikes.
I would. Pat, will you be reporting on John O'Hurley's baby?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think the baby of note right now is little Shiloh, who, by the way, is going to will be the most photographed baby in the history.
I'm hanging up on him. I want to hear about little Shiloh.
Wait, but he was breaking the...
He's dead to me. He's dead to me. He's a
Pat?
Dead... I'm trying to get...
He thinks I'm
you
Sarah.
You really did hang up on
of
him.
Of course I hung up
P.O.B.
on him.
P.O.B. made promises more than once on this program. He shamed Carolla.
Let's talk to my friend Tim. Tim, how are you?
Good, Jimmy. What's going on, man?
I'm doing well. I'm filling in for Adam. He had a couple babies yesterday. And we're
fantastic.
Talking about Al Zarqawi. And I got an email. I know that you're pro or anti-terrorist? I forget.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm about as anti as you can get, Jimmy.
About as anti as you can get. Now, Tim sent an email to me once, and I would like you to share this with the listeners if you could. This is the solution to the terrorist problem. I wish that the government could listen to this. I hope that somebody is listening right now because Tim's got it all settled. And, Tim, go ahead and share that with us now if you would. How do we do this?
I mean, I say it is easy. I mean, after 9/11, what Bush should have done is he should have went out on national television, international television, and he should have basically explained that we were attacked, unprovoked, and the only way to get terrorism is with this thing called the terror wheel, you know, like the wheel of fortune.
Right.
And he should have just an enormous wheel with the name of every Islamic country on it, you know, instead of dollar values.
Right.
Basically explain this is what we're going to do. I'm going to spin this wheel, and in 24 hours, we're going to basically annihilate this entire country. We're going to leave 24 hours so we can train every satellite camera, send live feeds throughout the entire world, spin the wheel, get a country, turn it into an ashtray, come back 24 hours and say, okay, we can put it in the wheel again. And we keep going until there's nobody left.
And the next time, in other words, nuclear missiles go to these countries, destroy them, and then the next time we have trouble, we say, we don't care who did it. We don't know who did it. We all know you support it and are happy right. about it. And we're going to spin that wheel the next time, and it doesn't matter whoever it lands on.
There would never be a next time.
Can I ask Tim a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, hi, this is Teresa Strasser.
Teresa, what's going on?
How are you? Would you put a Canada on the wheel of terror?
No, because no. Only Islamic countries.
No, but it's going to be an Islamic country. It's got to be somebody that's under Islamic rule. It's the only way it works.
Yeah.
There were 17 terrorists just caught there, accused of a big plot.
No. You don't understand. We're talking about countries where they're anti-American. Anti-American countries. Yes, the whole country. And again, I think it's a great plan. I mean, I would love to see somebody. I really think, as funny as it is, this would be the end of terrorism.
That would be it.
So I have to say, after 9/11, I actually said the same thing. I said, I don't care where or who,
but you didn't have a wheel, did you? You didn't have the game show element that right. Tim has yeah. interjected right. into this.
It's compelling right. for TV, you see.
And I'll give you another element. Thing. Not only this, I don't think the president should be involved in this. I think we should turn this over to Bob Barker. He's the guy that does it. Imagine Bob Barker annihilating your country.
Or who does Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah.
It's that Vanna White Sajak. And that Sajak.
Well, thank you, Tim. I appreciate it. Thank you for saving the world.
You got it. I just want to let you know, I'm walking through Midtown Manhattan, and as I'm speaking to you, there's these flaming liberals looking at me like they want to punch me in the stomach.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Let him punch you in the stomach. All right, thank you very much, Tim.
Have a good one.
Thank you, you too. And again, I consider myself a pretty liberal person, but I'm all right with this idea. I really am. Adam Carolla, he's got babies. He's a father now. He's at the hospital. He's going to call in. We're going to chat with him next. And again, a pox on you, Pat O'Brien. It's Jimmy Kimmel sitting in for Adam. We'll be right back.
The more you know, the more you listen. The Adam Carolla Show.
All right, Brittany, you're the St. Pauli girl.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone has seen the Sierra Nevada girl. Butch lesbian. Hairy pits. Thick tree trunk legs.
Fresca?
There's only one. Adam Carolla Show.
Adam, how are you?
Yeah.
So tell us about the kids.
The boy is Sunny, like Santino, 6 pounds, 4 ounces, and the girl, Natalia, is 79 pounds.
Did you cut the cord?
They used the power saw.
I didn't want to cut the cord, but the guy handed me the snippers and just sort of pushed me at my kid. I almost dropped the snippers in the kid's eyes.
The last thing you want is a one-eyed kid. The next Al Zarqawi turned into a fat terrorist, you know? That's not the sort of thing you're looking for. It's Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Adam Carolla. Adam, we're going to have Adam on the telephone in just a second here. We had some trouble with what we thought was a friend of the show, Pat O'Brien, who promised to announce the birth of the Carolla twins on the air on The Insider. He did not do that last night. He decided instead to devote
Betrayal!
11 minutes to Lorraine Bracco, the primary reason not to watch The Sopranos. And that was his decision, and that's a decision he's going to have to live with. But we've now turned to a real friend of the show. Perez Hilton is here with us. His website, perezhilton.com, P-E-R-E-Z, Hilton.com. But not a stage name, his given name, the name given to him by his parents, the Hiltons. Thank you for being here, Perez.
Well, it's actually a name that I started using when I received death threats from Clay Aiken fans.
Oh, really?
I figured I should stop using my real name and just take on a nom de blanc.
Is there any more cowardly act than to change your name to hide from Clay Aiken fans?
when they put your home address and phone number and pictures of where you live online, you get scared.
The Claymates are dangerous.
Yeah, Perez is like the Al Zarqawi to the Claymates.
Well, I didn't know that.
He's the most wanted.
Why do they hate you so much, the Claymates?
Because, well, there's a recent whole sex scandal with Clay. Did you hear about that one?
I did. I heard rumors of it, yeah.
Well, I broke one like a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So I was on the Clay cutting edge, and they...
What happened? You made out with him?
No. I heard that he liked to troll online to meet guys.
Who
but every
doesn't?
Once in a while...
Who doesn't?
He would hire escorts, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly, he used a webcam and there was footage of him.
Well, that's not
even. We've not seen any evidence to
that's
that
legal, but, you know, prostitution still is in certain
would
parts
you,
of
though,
the...
Let me ask you this. If you had the opportunity, would you make out with Clay
Aiken? Of course, just so I could say I made out with Clay Aiken. How gross is that?
No, I think he's cute. It's you would make gross. Out with him?
He looks like Katie Lang now with his new makeover. Oh, yeah.
By the way, you know who looks like Katie Lang is the booker to this program, Mike August, yes. is a dead ringer for
Clay's
Katie Lang.
Clay's been on your show before.
Yeah, I know.
And he's kind of funny on your show.
Yeah, he's funny. He's a lot of fun. I've never made out with him,
he
though.
He brings the crazies with him, though.
Yeah, he does. He brings... Well, yeah, they're enthusiastic, let's just say
they
that.
They want to kill Perez just for reporting a story about him. I mean,
well, I don't
crazy.
Blame them. I don't blame them. This is something that upsets the Claymates. They desperately want to believe that he's in love with each one of them. That's their hope, and that's what they live for. But, Perez, here's why we have you here this morning, is because...
I want to get the first exclusive
exactly.
images.
Exactly.
Sonny and Natalia.
Now, you published the images of Brad and Angelina's baby and are maybe in a little bit of legal trouble because of that?
I hope I'm not in legal trouble, but I've learned a lot in the last 48 hours about mm-hmm. the legal jargon. And there's this thing called fair use,
mm-hmm. right.
which a lot of us bloggers that posted the picture are claiming, because it's such a big story. And it wasn't as if we were stealing the image per se. We were covering the media's coverage of this story.
I see. That's the loophole that you use. Right. But who got the picture and how'd you get it?
I was just really lucky. I woke up first thing in the morning. I checked my email and somebody sent me the picture. And I'm thinking that a lot of other people had the similar experience. I'm almost certain that the picture was leaked by someone at Hello Magazine, mm-hmm. which have the UK rights to distribute the pictures.
Wow.
And people were not happy. People Magazine was not happy at all.
Yeah,
they're probably not happy for a lot of things, including the fact that Brad and Angelina gave a press conference yesterday in Namibia, because then that was their first official picture as a couple post-pregnant. Even before people came out today or tomorrow, depending on where you live, they thanked the local government for their privacy.
Right, yeah. I
all
like
that stuff.
Press conference to thank them for your privacy. That's an interesting move. Do you think there's any possibility that Brad and Angelina are being held hostage by the people of Namibia? And that we just don't know it. And that press conference was a ruse to make us feel like everything's fine, yeah. but they're never coming back.
They were probably the best thing that happened to Namibia mm-hmm. in ages.
And they're
in
not fact, letting them go. They're never letting them leave.
The governor or somebody there wants to name the birthday of the baby, as I call her, because Shiloh Pitt just sounds... dirty to me.
Well, I don't care about that baby. I care about two very even more special babies named Natalia and Santino. Santino and Natalia, the Corolla babies.
It was Sonny.
Now, Sonny is
Santino.
The nickname. Adam said it wrong. He said Sonny, sure, but he should have said Santino. He confused us all, but it is Santino.
On people.com, they have bad information right now.
Oh.
They said the baby's name Sonny.
There you go.
So that's good to know.
More trouble for People Magazine.
Yes.
As if things aren't bad enough for them.
Here's my plan. I want to get some money for these baby pictures, and what I'd like your help. What I would like to do is this. I want to give you the picture. I would like you to put them up online.
Do and we then, have them?
Yes. I am going to sue you then for putting them online. And we're going to create a bit of a controversy as if there's some big exclusive. And then we will get all the magazines. In fact, we have right now... Ken Baker, who's the editor of Us Weekly magazine, is on hold. We're going to speak to him. We have Adam Carolla on hold, and we have Candace, who's with the National Enquirer. Should we do? Let's talk to Adam first, because he is the host of the show. It is his show. Adam, how are you?
And his kids.
It was my show, Jimmy.
Yeah, it was. Believe me, you can have it back, because I'm about to drop dead of exhaustion.
I know. I can't believe it. You're getting up at 4 in the morning to do my show, and then it's right off to do Win Ben Stein's money.
No. I'm not on that show anymore.
I just saw it on the game show.
Now it's a rerun. You're confused,
Adam. Oh, really? Because I was like, God, is he wearing a horrible sweater?
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Well, then you go home and nap after the show.
Yeah. No, I've got it. Never mind. I got something else going on, but Adam,
let's just keep moving forward, Jimmy.
Adam, I have to say I'm surprised that, first of all, disgusted with Pat O'Brien, surprised that we've not been able to get more money than the none we've been offered so far for pictures of your twins. And
yeah.
We actually have let's first start with I'm gonna have to figure out the phones here, but we'll start with Ken Baker. Can you hear us, Ken?
I can hear you, Jimmy.
Very good. And also Candace, we got Candace Trunzo, the executive editor of the National Enquirer. I pressed the wrong button. Oh, crap, I screwed up. whole damn thing up. Then I hung up on all of them.
Yes. Still there.
Christ's sake. No wonder we can't sell these pictures.
Hold on, all right. Jimmy, is this Ken Baker the deal maker?
No, it's a different Ken Baker. Can we try to get
We're going to have trouble.
Oh, for God's sake. I need you here to work these telephones for me.
I have new initials for Pat O'Brien. F-P-O-B.
Yeah, I don't blame him. S-O-B is what
yeah.
he is.
Yeah.
Adam, I want to ask you a couple of questions about the twins. First of all, middle names. You did not reveal those on the air, and shockingly, your mother did not know what they were when
she
we spoke
one of
to
them.
Her. She knew one of them?
Yeah, she knew Richard. Is that even correct?
Yes, Richard is my wife's father's name.
Okay, so Santino Richard, and you're planning to call Santino Sonny, right?
That was the plan. That's okay. Where it got a little confused. We always called him Sonny, but Santino's his full name, I guess.
Okay, so the nickname is Sonny, and right. then the nickname for Richard is, of course, Dick. So yeah. you named your child Sonny D, basically, the substance that you hate most in the world.
Yeah, and he was born on Prince's birthday.
It's
really working out.
All right, I'm going to try it again with Ken. I'm sorry, Ken. I'm sorry I hung up on you.
That's okay. I'm used to that.
Did I hang up on Adam now?
I think so.
Well, I'm doing it exactly as you told me, Brian.
Okay, no, we'll get still Adam. There.
I'm sorry. Okay, now I'm worried about putting Candace on because I'm worried I'm going to hang up on her, too. Come over here. Okay, is Candace on now?
I'm here.
Hi, Candace. I'm sorry I hung up on you. I don't know
That's
what I'm
okay.
doing here.
It happens to me a lot, too. Now, but I have an exclusive offer for Adam.
Oh, you
We're
do?
Going, you know how people offered $4.1 million for the Pitt Angelina Pitt pictures?
Yes.
We're offering $4.10 for exclusive pictures.
How dare you? How dare
wait,
you?
Hold on. They're twins. What about $8.20?
Please, I'll do
okay,
negotiating.
We can do that.
I'm sorry.
We can do that. That's in our budget.
I also want to say that let's get Adam on the line, too, that we're not negotiating on behalf of Adam. We're negotiating on behalf of me, the owner of the photographs.
Okay.
If he wants to sell the twins themselves, then Adam will get the money for it. But these photographs are my personal property right now. And I'm with the help of Perez Hilton, who, you know, there's some rumors he may leak this on his website, so we got to act fast on this.
Yeah, that whole fair use thing.
Let me tell you about the sad state we're living in. Let me tell you what society is distilled down to. Pictures of my beautiful, healthy twins, not worth anything. Picture of the transvestite I beat the crap out of in 6 months, I'll go for hundreds of thousands of dollars. So sad. Isn't
now,
that a sad world?
Ken, I want to talk to you about this because clearly Candace is not taking this seriously. And I'll be honest, I would rather have these pictures in Us Weekly than the National Enquirer. I'll be honest with you when I said
he's only speaking the truth.
Ken, what are you prepared to offer for the photographs of the twins?
Well, I mean, normally I'd have to see the pictures. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you're able to email them to me.
I will do that,
you
yes.
know, I can look at them. But, I mean, just sort of, how many pictures do you have?
Hundreds. No, I've got a lot of pictures. I got quite a few pictures.
Now, is it a picture of Adam, his wife, and the two babies together? Or
no, but I can get that. I can get a sex video of Adam and his wife and pictures of the babies as a bonus.
Right,
I'll get a sex
talking.
Video of the twins, for God's sake, if you need me to. Whatever I can get the most money out of.
Well, I would say if you could get a shot of Adam, his wife, the two babies, you know, and it's done beautifully, it's uh-huh. lit well,
yes.
it looks professional. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What camera do you got?
We lost you. I'm sorry. We didn't hear the amount.
What kind of camera do you got there? Japanese.
It's a digital camera. I have a beautiful
one.
Leica.
Since when is Ken Baker a photographer?
A digital Leica camera that I could use, and they'll come out very nice.
Well, okay. So just, I mean, don't hold me to this, because without seeing it, but I would say we'd really like to have it in Us Weekly, and I think it's fair to say we'd pay somewhere in the range of $500.
I think we can do better than that.
You really? Is that right, Candace?
Well, however, just let me add this to it. If you could get the babies to pose with Shiloh Pitt, Jolie Pitt, then it would be worth a lot more.
Do you think that Adam's babies would devalue the photograph of Shiloh Pitt, or would Shiloh be worth more alone?
I think it would sort of cancel out each other. We'd still be at about $500.
Adam, how say you to this offer of $500?
I got to say this. I didn't want to, I pray my wife isn't listening, but I only had the kids for the publicity. About 10 months ago, my publicist called and said, baby doll, you're cooling off. What can we do to get you back? And I said, well, how about kids? Everyone's going nuts with the kids. He said, fantastic. This is going to draw some much needed heat on you. Now, I have a sham of a marriage to a beard of a wife and two kids. I'm not even sure if they're mine, quite honestly. For $500?
Oh, this has all worked out horrible.
What if it's $500 and the cover? How about that? Make that promise.
$500 in the cover? Candace, Ken?
I couldn't promise cover play. Yeah, I couldn't promise cover play. Well, but we would put it on our website, usmagazine.com. We would even link it to Perez Hilton.
You wouldn't even put it in the publication? You would only put it on the website?
I'm sorry.
Well, we would put it in the magazine, but I don't think it would end up on the cover.
You can't promise a cover in advance, because what if they promise a cover to me? Meanwhile, Lorraine Bracco makes a solid BM. Then what? You have to bump me.
Yeah. All right.
You need to stage a really extravagant photo op. Like, it needs to be Jimmy, his wife, Adam, Dr. Drew,
Sarah Silverman, all of you in the hotel.
I mean, in the hospital.
I have a better idea. Adam, when you take the kids home from the hospital, drive them on the roof of your car.
There you go.
Put them both on the roof of your car. That's worth something, right, guys?
No, actually, put the babies in your lap and drive the car like Britney did.
No, we got to take it a step farther.
Yeah, we got to push the envelope. That's been done.
All right.
You could become Scientologists and hook up with Tom and Katie, get their baby in the picture, and then that'll be interesting.
All great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
All great ideas. All right, we're going to work on this, guys. Thank you so much. That's Candace Trunzo from the National Enquirer and Ken Baker from Us Weekly. Thanks, guys. I appreciate
Bye-bye.
That.
Good luck.
And Adam Carolla, everything's all right?
Who knew the National Enquirer had an editor?
Yeah, they're a whole different magazine now. They're not doing the aliens and stuff. Instead, they're focusing on serious news like the Janet Jackson lipo scandal.
Yeah,
they did great work on the whole Whitney Houston crack den story, though.
Did they break that?
Oh, week after week, they milked that story. They had the pictures of her crack den. She would lock herself in there and masturbate for hours with her sex toys.
What?
Oh, it was the best story ever.
Really?
It was insane. It was filthy.
Hold on a second. Let's take a break. I want to hear this story.
Do we have time? Can we hear this story? Sure. Producer Jimmy Brunson.
All right.
Paris Hilton is here. ParisHilton.com is the website. Adam. How's everything, all right?
Yeah, everything's good. I'm just heading to the hospital right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess you didn't spend the night there.
You should have seen this chair they wanted me to sleep on.
Adam, we got to talk to you later if we could, because Adam, there was a ruckus caused yesterday at the hospital. Adam was bad-mouthing the nurse on the air, and either she was listening to the radio or she overheard it. I'm not sure which it was. And they're not happy. They're not happy with you there, right?
Well, no, they're not. We talked about it after the show with some of the administrative staff.
Uh-huh. Can we get the nurse on the? I would love to get that nurse on the telephone.
We called her and she's like, "Oh no, I can't do this.
Really?
They won't let me. You got to go through PR," and hung up on us.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, the way Jimmy hung up on POB earlier.
Oh, yeah, SOB is what his new name is. All right, we'll try to get this straightened out. Let's try her again. Let's see if we can try to get her on the phone. All right, thank you, Adam Carolla. Let's check in with Adam again later. Paris Hilton is here. He's going to tell us about this, I don't know, crack story and some other horrible stuff when we come back. We'll be right back.
Right now on The Insider, therapist start your engine, Carolla has twins.
It's my job to tell you that you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Louie Louie, oh no. Me gotta go. Ay, 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 babe. Louie, Louie. Oh, baby. Me gotta go. My little girl, wait up for me. Can't accept a quantity. Still that tip, I'm out all alone. Never know if I make it home. Louie, Louie. Oh, no. Me gotta go. Ay, 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 babe. Louie, Louie. Oh, baby. Me gotta go. I can't feel the babe.
the music of Deaf Frat Guy, who joins us in the studio now. Welcome, Deaf Frat Guy. Perez Hilton is here, perezhilton.com. What a combination. What a pair. It's Teresa's birthday today also, yes. Our news lady, thank Teresa. You. And Dave's birthday is on Saturday, isn't it, Dave?
That's true, yes.
That's true. Thank wow, you. What a celebration going on here. Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Adam Carolla. Adam had some babies yesterday. Paris Hilton.
I'm serious. I want those pictures for my site.
I'm going to get you the pictures, and I'm going to give them to you, and then I'm going to sue you for publishing them. Okay? All That's right. how we're going to do this. And I'm not going to sue you for a lot, but I want it to be on record that you're being sued sure. for printing these
Sets
photographs.
The market, right.
And I think it'll make everybody else crazy. And maybe
absolutely.
To hell with Us Weekly, to hell with the National Enquirer, and all these other magazines that have rejected us. Somebody's going to go for these babies in a big way.
And us is offering was only $500. I would give him just insulting. Out of kindness, you know, $555 and donate the money to charity.
That's a great idea, except for the donating it to charity part. I really love that idea. Now, Deaf Rat Guy, welcome. It's good to see you.
Hell yeah. Bro, donate the money to the new Delta Fu chapter. We really need some funding.
That's a great idea. We could donate the money, the new fraternity house that the frat guy is starting. That's going to be something, huh? What's the name of it again?
Delta Phi Gamma. It's a new kind of fraternity.
A new kind of fraternity. What? How is it? What kind of a new? What's new about this fraternity?
Well, it's the newest one at USD, and we are starting chapters all over the country.
Oh, wow.
But it's new in that we don't have these old Farce telling us what we cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to funnel, we do that.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to get down with the hottest chicks on campus, we do that.
Oh, wow. That sounds fun.
Are gays welcome at your fraternity?
Good question.
Dude, are you serious? Don't pull my chain.
Literally.
I think everyone's welcome, right?
Yeah.
Right, Deaf Frat Guy?
Dude, we are not having any Fanooks.
All right, well, that's unfortunate. But what do you get? You don't want to be someplace where they don't want you around anyway.
I'm sure there's already a gay frat house.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Segregation, yeah.
Now, Deaf Frat Guy, how would people go about setting up a chapter? Now, you say you're going to set one up here at USC in Los Angeles, but what about Phoenix? What about Vegas? What about, you know, at ASU, at UNLV, at San Francisco, San Diego, you name it? How can people do this? They go to your website and sign up, or how do they do it?
It's a good question.
Thank you.
You can go to deaffratguy.com.
Deaffratguy.com.
And people are sending in a lot of pictures. In fact, they send in so many, it shut down the server.
Wow.
Really?
But we want to start the new chapters, and we are going to have composites with the people sending the picture. But, bro, no offense, dude, but dude, there's not going to be a San Francisco chapter.
Oh, there's not. Really? You're going to ban an entire city from having a chapter?
No, San Francisco's got some really cool dudes, but you know what I'm saying, bro.
But yeah. Oakland, the other side of the bay, maybe they can.
Well, no, that's DEF frat guy. That's a whole other thing that they have going on. All right, well, you know, we're going to do... Oh, I forgot to... we had a little trouble yesterday with Billy, our web gopher. Here, he does not like you, Deaf Frat Guy. He and maybe Paris Hilton, this is something you could cover on your website. This is a celebrity feud going on here.
Oh, yeah.
17-year-old Billy, high school student, considers himself an explosive on-air personality. I'm quoting him from earlier this morning.
Yeah, but no need to quote Billy. Why don't you just tell the Deaf Frat Guy to his face, Billy, what you think of his contributions
Billy's
to the show.
Billy's a really cool guy, and we've gotten to be really good friends.
Oh, you have? All right. Well, that's not... you must have missed the show earlier, because that's not what Billy said.
What did you say, Billy?
Explode, Billy.
Now, I was just saying how could you have... Why do you have Deaf Frat Guy in the show? He doesn't contribute anything, all right? He's just...
funny, bro. Right. You're doing a funny bit.
No. You feel sorry for him just because he's deaf, and that's the only reason, but...
Uh-huh.
Why is he really here? I mean...
Well, why are you here is another question.
Billy's a really good dude. And he's doing a funny bit right now.
Oh, he's kidding? I didn't know he was kidding.
Maverick, I don't think he is kidding.
Billy, I want to be the first one to extend a bid to Delta Fu to you.
Oh. Wow, that's something.
He just has a lisp. He's not deaf.
Because you are my good friend.
Oh, that's really nice. And Billy, what do you say to that?
I'd love to.
You would love to be in the front.
But you just finished saying that you think he makes no contributions to the show, and all we do is pity him.
How about we continue the frat, but we leave him off the show?
I have a great idea. Let's put Billy in a garbage can. Let's carry that'll be first move for the frat. We put Hazing. Billy in a garbage can.
No, Billy, now that I'm starting to catch your drift, join the frat. We'll have a really good time during Hell Week with you.
Yeah, I bet.
You're a goddamn disgrace.
And I'm going to put you, you know what? I'm going to assign you to Moose.
Oh, wow. There we go.
Maverick, what kind of hazing is going to go on at Delta Foo?
Put it this way. He won't be able to sit down for a week.
Oh, really?
Well, if there's alcohol involved, yeah, I'm done.
Oh, well, there you go. Paris Hilton, now, several of the listeners called and said that they think Billy is gay. What is your assessment as a gay man of young Billy, 17-year-old Billy?
Just because I used to work at the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. So,
you did.
as a
former... You were thrown out, though, for gay bashing.
Right. Well, they probably hate me now because I out people on my website.
Wait,
all the time.
At GLAAD, do they make you go to diversity training?
Yeah, of course.
What?
Then you have to know the appropriate lingo and how to refer to people.
Really?
Like, yeah. You know, people of color. And
how do you refer to people of color at GLAAD?
Now they're calling them people of African descent.
I see. Interesting.
That's the new term.
Uh-huh.
So it's great. But just because someone may have a lisp doesn't mean they're gay.
Well, that's what I think also. I don't think that Billy is gay, but agreed. Many of the listeners, all of the listeners that think he
he's
is.
He's never had sex with a woman,
yes,
but that doesn't mean he's gay.
Right.
I've never had sex
say,
with a man either.
I wanted to say that we really need some members of African descent. We only have one right now.
You only have one right now, and who is that? Who is that?
The guy right out there.
Okay.
You don't know his
name. Jerron.
Oh, Jerron's in the frat. Oh, well, good. I didn't
Jerron
know that.
Off the hizzle.
All right.
He has offered to get himself branded with the Delta Foo brand.
Well, I have a great idea. You should try to get Bobby Brown in the fraternity.
I think that Fred guy should release a rap song. That would be huge.
Well, let's hold on. Let's let him try to get Louie down first, and then we'll move on to rap music. Paris Hilton, you were telling us a story about Whitney Houston a moment ago that was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah.
It was riveting. One of the good things about the National Enquirer is they'll flat out pay for stories, and they don't lie about it. So they paid Bobby Brown's former crack addict sister reportedly $200,000 to spill everything
really?
On Whitney and Bobby, including photographic evidence of her quote-unquote crack den, which was her most disgusting bathroom with drug paraphernalia everywhere. And she just gave out such detailed information. Like when Whitney would get high, she would have all these lesbian sex romps. She would lock herself in the bathroom alone and just play with her sex toys for days.
Came though from a crack addict who was looking for money.
Recovering. Oh. She would see demons and beat herself. It was explosive.
I don't believe
stuff.
Any of that. I don't explosive. Believe that about my Whitney or my Bobby.
So wait a second. The greatest love of all was between Whitney and herself?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That is shocking. And people can read about all this kind of crap at parishilton.com.
Yes.
Tell it to me again. I'm getting wood.
All right. We're going to take a break and he can tell you during it. Def Rat Guy is here. Sarah Silverman is... out in the lobby. She's got a new DVD out called Jesus is Magic. Sarah Silverman, the love of my life, is here. We'll chat with her. Thank you to Paris Hilton. Thank you to Def Rat Guy. We'll be right back. Jimmy Kimmel in for Adam Carolla.
Yeah. It's the Adam Carolla Show. And if you miss Adam already, you can check him out online at adamcarolla.com.
Sid Stein, what is the answer? You know, when somebody confronts you, because I get the feeling that
I'm not cheating. You have to be ready for that. I get that all the time because I wrote the book.
I know, but you know what? I found I kind of screwed myself because my wife said pass the salt, and I yelled, no, I'm not cheating. And I think it may have tipped her off.
Stick around. Headed your way. More on the Adam Carolla Show.
I wrote a show. What is it? What's it about? Are you like the star of it? What is it?
It's about the Holocaust.
Wow.
Yeah, and AIDS.
but it's funny. And it's a musical. There I go again with my big mouth, spouting off like I got something going. I wrote a show and it's playing tonight. I'm so full of man. What was I thinking? I gotta write a show, but how am I gonna do a show when I don't...
There you go, Sarah Silverman in studio. Her new DVD, available as of Tuesday, at last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday.
Jesus is Magic, Sarah Silverman, Jesus is Magic. Sarah, it's great to meet you. Thank you for being here. A big
great
fan.
Great to be here, Jim.
Deaf Frat Guy is here with us as well. Why is Billy the Webmaster here on mic in the studio? But get out of here before I throw you in the garbage.
He looks different from what I thought from listening to
what
him.
What did you picture?
I can't even believe it.
What did you imagine?
I very vividly pictured him for some reason. Tall and thin and pale with blonde hair, but I did know it was like with that wet spike thing.
I vividly picture you with welts on your ass.
Yes, definitely guy is looking forward to hazing Billy and his fraternity, but Billy gave me a little lecture about radio and the relationship between the DJ and the listener off air, which was a lot of fun to hear. And he actually, and look how panicked he is right now, because
he's
worried that people are going to worry that when people. He's actually motioning to me silently.
He's turning
Billy,
bright red and he
Billy,
may
if
cry.
You want to speak, what use words. You were, he's
I'm
worried
because
he answers the email. When people send Adam email, he's the one that gets it. Adam never sees it at
how
all.
Dare you.
And this upsets him that I would reveal, as if Adam's answering people's email.
No, no. Look. The only email that I answer is billy@adamcarolla.com.
I'm okay. True. You answered mine until about 2 weeks ago when I found out you were doing this.
Only because you wanted me to.
No, I did not.
No,
I wanted you to.
No. And
admit it, Dave.
Yes, I wanted you with your bad grammar.
Wait a second. I think this is
spelling.
Billy being explosive.
Wait a second. Finally.
And what's with all the porn that's coming to your account, Dave?
Well, all these listeners are writing in, and they're like, Adam Carolla and Dave Damashek, all they talk about is imploding and exploding.
Billy, go explode in the hall for a second. I need to do an interview here, and I'm trying to conduct a radio show that it's been entrusted to me, and I cannot hand it over to 17-year-old high school dropouts who spend all their days answering other people's email.
He said get the F out.
Thank you, Deaf Frat Guy.
Go home and get your fucking shine box.
Wait, Deaf Frat Guy shouldn't even talk until he has as many members in his little Delta Foo as we have on our
message
board.
I do, bro. Ever since I kicked your ass off the thing.
This is a madhouse. Billy, go stand in the hall.
Yeah, all right. I'm out of here.
Go get your shine box.
Go get your shine box.
You're a goddamn disgrace.
All right. For those of you just tuning in now, if you're not listening to news, Al Zarqawi was killed this morning. I killed him myself. I have been tired of how slow the U.S. military has been, and I went over to Iraq and I strangled him to death.
And then you celebrated. You demurred earlier. You pretend you didn't know Sarah, but she's your best friend. She's your confidant and your lover.
By
and you celebrated
love.
This with a vigorous lovemaking
companion.
Session.
That's right. That's what I do. First, I kill my enemy, then I drink his blood, and then I make love to my woman. Mm-hmm. It's the way I run my life.
How did that go, Sarah?
We did make love last night. True, Sarah?
True.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it go? It was vigorous, meaning short. No. Well, I don't know what's
how
short.
How dare you?
I'm
how
sorry.
Dare you?
I just didn't know what vigorous meant exactly. It was passionate.
Yes. Mm. Thank you.
Jimmy's a very passionate man.
Mm-hmm. He's a passionate lover.
Mm-hmm. That means I sweat a lot.
He is
That's
a
how I roll.
Yeah, lover. You know what he does is, by the end... There's a patch of my hair that is soaking wet from his drool.
That's what I do. It's cold. That's how I lubricate the
ladies.
I
shouldn't be disgusted by it because his saliva is all over me.
Yeah. But you are?
Well, because I don't wash my hair every day.
That's
and I don't like I don't want a patch
it.
Of it smelling like dried saliva.
Yeah.
It's
well,
just
let me just say this while we're on this. Last night we ordered those egg salad sandwiches. Maybe the onions would have been something you could have taken off before we got to bed.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Ah, please, you're that Billy.
What women
Billy
want
back here.
Is it true what women want is a half hour of solid jackhammering.
Vigorous.
Sarah, is that true? Is that what women want?
At least.
Ooh.
Sarah.
What women want, too.
This will be an uncomfortable thing
guy.
For me because Well, because we are dating, it will seem like I'm just pumping
It's like you,
you
can't
up.
Get guests. I have to be on every show you do. Then I come on the Adam Carolla show, and it's the sub. It's like his understudy.
Maybe
is here.
The truth is you can't get on other shows. Maybe that's what it is. You ever think about that?
You know that's not true,
and
Jim. Don't even get me started.
Call me his understudy. As I've explained to you 1,000 times now, I am his overstudy.
You keep eating that egg salad. Bro, people aren't going to want you on their show.
Bro, Jimmy is a lot better than Adam. It's the bottom line.
Wait a second. Adam might be back tomorrow,
but
Maverick.
Dude, he doesn't let anyone talk. And all they do is play songs before they bench. Poochie's uncle says it's morning zoo. With Jimmy, it's more like a real radio show.
Yeah, thank you. Frank, that's nice of you to say. I wish I had the reviews of Sarah Silverman, Jesus of Magic in front of me. And if I was a better host, I would have those. But suffice it to say, the big, huge critical hits of the year, and now on DVD, since you are here to plug the DVD, Sarah, tell us some of the things that are on it, like some of the extras that people can look forward to seeing on your DVD, Jesus is Magic.
there is, you know, one of those audio commentaries.
Mm-hmm.
There is a behind-the-scenes featurette.
What is the featurette?
It's, you know, they had, like, cameras there, all the, you know, they do it on all the big films.
So it's like a documentary.
Now.
What's the difference between the document, like, a documentary
and
behind
a
the scenes and a featurette? Yeah.
A featurette is not full length. Think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Think with your mind, not your mouth.
Hold on, I have to belch. Okay.
It's, Def Fred Guy just passed me a note asking if it's closed captioned. It's not.
No.
I'm hearing impaired.
It isn't?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's, you know what?
Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe I requested it not be.
You know what, Def Fred Guy?
You specifically went out of your way for
I'm going to hire one of those people who works at the concerts. I saw one at the Bruce Springsteen concert the other night to sign it for you.
Sometimes I get a little bummed out about my hearing.
Right, I know. It makes me sad whenever you say that, but I don't blame you. I would get a little bit bummed out.
I had a Deaf Frat Guy outside the Improv selling Deaf Frat Guy t-shirts, and it was a sad sight.
It wasn't really? But
well,
you bought me one.
I insisted on him giving it to me for free because I was getting it for you, and he was... I could see his heart sinking because he had to do it.
I think you told me that he made you pay for it, that you paid for
Josh
it.
Josh gave him.
Who did?
What?
Josh gave him what?
But Josh Maverick, paid him.
Josh paid him?
Your butler.
Oh, he did. Oh,
gave
right.
him 20 bucks I for see. Two.
He got a discount.
But the thing was, if I don't sell this shirt, how am I going to do the Delta Fu Gamma? This thing is not going to, like,
you're right.
Paying for it now.
This fraternity is not going to...
And real estate is really expensive in L.A., I'm learning.
Yeah, but if someone like Jimmy Kimmel of Jimmy Kimmel Live...
Yeah, I haven't even been asked to be in the fraternity. I'm disappointed
That's
in you,
good.
Jeff Frack. You got to do a better job of recruiting. I got the reviews here.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Angie's. Crack producer Angie has brought in the reviews. And, wow, look at this.
L.A. Weekly raves... Washington Post, San
Rolling
Francisco
Stone?
Chronicle, Seattle
really?
Post Intelligencer, the Philadelphia Choir, USA Today, raves across the board, Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, Rolling
so
Stone
so
says
forth.
Sarah Silverman is the most outrageously funny woman alive.
There you go.
You can only be disappointed from there.
Comparable to Lenny Bruce, says mm-hmm. Claudia
whoever
Puig
that is.
From now, USA Today.
No, Claudia Puig is a big time. She used to work for the LA Times. Sarah,
why don't you have sex with her, too?
I want to bring something else up.
Excuse me, I have to go.
We have a birthday girl in the room today, Teresa. It's her birthday, and I feel like we've ignored it largely throughout the day. Yesterday,
how old are you today?
29.
In a private conversation.
We have to get you wasted.
Really?
Teresa revealed that that she used to date, I won't say his name, but a mutual friend of ours, someone who actually works with me right now. And I didn't know this. This was a shocker to me. But he revealed something about you yesterday at our writer's meeting when I told the whole staff about his red pubic hair.
I said that in confidence.
Oh, you did?
You know he's a natural redhead. Yeah, that's how you know.
I didn't
fiery
know.
Fiery red pubes.
Fire crotch, like Lindsay Lohan.
Exactly. I didn't know because he had bleach blonde hair.
Yeah,
and when I got down there, I mean, nothing prepares you for a fiery red pubic situation.
You feel like singing tomorrow?
I really did.
Yeah. Well, he said, speaking of getting down there, he said, and this is a quote.
Oh, God. It's my birthday. I hope it's nice.
Best oral sex he's ever had.
Wow.
In his life. Yep.
I believe it. That's the best birthday present a girl could ask for.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Somebody said the same thing about Engineer Bill as well. Congratulations.
Really?
Yes.
Unprompted, that was what he had to say.
He said, you guys argued all the time, but on the rare occasion, maybe he's just happy you'd keep quiet for a few minutes. I mean,
maybe don't that's take away from it, please.
I'll shut you up. Go
back to the nice part.
No, but that was, he said the best oral sex that he's ever had in his life.
So
congratulations.
Thank you.
You do, really. You put in a lot of effort.
Yeah, I take it seriously.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And Jimmy, does Sarah do the same?
What? No, I didn't say anything, Sarah.
You did look at her.
I just looked over. I'm looking at the guy. I'm making eye contact. I'm now looking at the deaf frat guy. Am I having sex with him?
Okay. But you looked at me when you were like, best oral sex, blah, blah, blah. Teresa, are you Jewish?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a lot of... I've heard both stereotypes, that Jewish women...
Are the best,
or they never do it. Which is it? I mean,
I do it.
Somewhere in the middle.
How can we be the best and the worst?
I don't know.
Either
but
we
you guys
have
somehow...
all the money, or we... What's the other thing we do? We kill little Christian...
I'm the hippie kind of Jew with the full,
Well, no, you aren't. Don't go at Rede. I know you keep saying that, but that's not true.
Well, I shave my armpits, but I don't have, a Playboy strip thing.
No. That frat guy?
I have a nice trimmed
Mike
triangle.
F. went out with a Jewish girl, but she said she would only kiss the tip.
if that fellow is listening, I feel very badly about that situation, although obviously I did do something positive, but I feel really bad because I was going through a little bit of a hard time and I did break up with him on Christmas.
Well, there's only one way to make it up to him, and I think that is one more round of oral sex.
Just
for old time's sake.
I have a boyfriend.
He'll understand, and he'll be able to cash his chit in years from now when you and he are broken up.
But Jimmy, just for a quick one, though.
What?
Okay. I'm good at that.
What about last night? Was that included?
I don't like to talk about our personal life,
Jimmy,
on the
best
air.
Ever?
Yes, what?
Best ever.
Well, what? That's easy.
Oh, yes. No question about it. Yeah, listen, we're not exactly talking about the this year's catalog here. You know what I'm saying?
Pamphlet.
All right. Well, listen, I want to get back to making others uncomfortable instead of myself here. Sarah Silverman is in studio. She's got a DVD. It's called Sarah Silverman, Jesus is Magic. It is very funny. Trust me on that one, because I wouldn't say anything about it at all. We wouldn't even allow her on the show if it wasn't. She's going to be here. Adam Carolla. We're going to hear from Adam and Lynette also, I think. His wife, who has birthed some babies.
And might
babies.
We also play some back and forth Jimmy versus Sarah in Ass Kiss Rodeo?
I don't know. We might. I don't know. If you want to. But also, Teresa's arch rival, Tracy Metro, is going to be bringing some interviews from the MTV Musical or Movie Awards. Bill Walton, NBA great, and Brian Posehn as well. Also,
is Brian coming in?
He's coming in, and the first ever interview with Adam's babies here on the Adam Carolla Show. Stay tuned.
The more you know, the more you listen. The Adam Carolla Show.
Bob Schimmel has 6 kids, by the way.
How are things after? Was everything back to normal with your wife?
Really takes the romance out of it when you reach under your wife's skirt and it feels like you're feeding a pony.
Wow.
There's only one Adam Carolla Show.
Yo, this is Flavor Flav. Call Adam Carolla right now at 1-866-901-ADAM. All right? That's 1-866-901-ADAM. Boy.
Yeah, but Adam's not here. Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Adam Carolla. Sarah Silverman is with us. Sarah Silverman, Jesus is Magic, is the full title of her new DVD. Go online and get it. If you like this show, you will definitely like it. Def Frat Guy is here with us.
Hell yeah.
Oral sex expert Teresa Strasser on her birthday. Dave Damashek. The whole gang is here. And we're waiting for a call from Adam and hopefully his wife, Lynette. In fact, I think they might be on the telephone now. Oh, no, wait a minute. Before that, we got the owner of the Dallas Mavericks on the telephone, Mark Cuban. Hello, Mark.
What's happening?
How you doing?
The biggest night of your life, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty darn big. I'm fired up, man.
I bet you are. Now, Mark, you were on my show about probably a year ago or so.
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
The plan was that you and I were going to become like best friends and hang out and stuff like that, and then nothing ever really came of that.
Yeah, well, you got me drunk and then just left me there.
I don't remember that being the way it happened. I remember you doing a lot of talking about all the fun we're going to have together and various ways we're going to spend your millions frivolously, and yet there was no follow-up whatsoever.
You didn't get those five messages I left?
No, I did not get any of those messages, unfortunately.
What was that number you gave me? 310-555-1212?
Something like that.
All the time.
Mark, this is an ugly pattern, apparently. Mark, I'm sure you don't recall talking to me. This is Dave. I came up to you after the show. You're from Pittsburgh, as am I. We both went to Indiana University.
Right.
We talked about you buying the Pittsburgh Pirates, being the savior to our baseball team. What gives?
I tried. They won't even, it's kind of like Jimmy, they won't even pick up the phone and return my call.
Well, congratulations on getting the big night tonight, the NBA Finals, Mavericks against the Miami Heat, your old pal Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, do you give the team a pep talk before?
No, man. You know what my day was like yesterday and today? Like, I try to make sure that our games are entertaining and fun, so I spent yesterday afternoon, I got my Best of Shaq D CD in the mail from Amazon.
Really?
Going through his CD, trying to find parts that were usable that we could kind of like nail him with. You
really?
Know? Oh, yeah, because he's got like this one part in the song where he's going, boom, boom, I shook up the room, you know, and we're trying to figure out how we can play it when he misses a free throw. And
oh, wow. You can play his own music. Wow, you're diabolical. And you must have nothing to do.
I got nothing to do.
If this is what you're spending your time on, a billionaire who's going through Shaq Diesel lyrics.
I got nothing. I'm just killing the time. I'm waiting for the game to start.
Bro, I got something for you. This is Maverick.
Hey, Maverick.
What's up, bro?
What up, bro?
Dude, my name is Maverick. Your team is named Maverick. How about if you give us the money for the friend?
I'm seeing a recurring theme over there, Jimmy.
Yeah, there is a recurring theme, and it probably goes through your whole life. But Def Rat Guy, his name is Maverick. He's trying to start his own fraternity. Def Rat Guy, you're not doing this right. You should invite Mark to be part of the fraternity.
Would you like to be part of the fraternity? Delta Fu!
Were you in a fraternity, Mark?
Yeah, I was in a fraternity my freshman year.
Mm-hmm. And you quit that fraternity?
Yeah, because I transferred schools and I went to Pitt for a year and then I transferred.
Well, we got something for you then. We would like you to join Def Rat Guy's fraternity and then build a whole bunch of frat houses for him to have fun in.
I'll call that same number.
Do you have any of those Shaq lyrics on hand? Can you treat us to by chance?
I just sent them to our video guy. But I've got them.
You didn't memorize them so you could yell them at him on court?
Oh man, yeah, some of them were great. You know, he's like, I got skills. I'll turn them out. Watch me play my game and shout. I mean, it's just like,
what is this? Sounds like Indian music. Is this Shaq?
Is this the biological father one?
I don't know.
You wanna fight, come fight me.
It's got the look we've got our hands on now.
Yeah.
Music, please.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Now, Mark, what happened with the your head coach, Avery Johnson? His wife got into it with some Suns fans in Phoenix at a game, and you ran into the stands to fight the guy? Is this true?
Well, no, it wasn't the guy. It was a cat fight. It was two women. And,
you ran in to fight two women?
Oh, yeah. He's breaking it up.
Oh, have you ever seen a cat fight and you haven't gotten to get a closer look?
Is that what you're doing, just ogling the women?
Yeah, because it started this way. I'm down by the court, and I'm watching up there, and I see there's a little skirmish, and I notice one of the people in the skirmish has a pink thong, and her is drunk, and I'm thinking, okay, this could be good. And then I realized that she's getting into it with the coach's wife, and that wasn't so good. So I just went up there and played peacemaker. It was no big deal. No fisticuffs, no punches thrown, no scratches, you know, no nails broken, and no hair pulled. So it was pretty much a zero on the catfight scale.
Try to do something stupid during this final series.
Just the emotions get the best of you sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's what makes it fun, right?
Absolutely.
You go to the game and just enjoy yourself, and I plan on doing that.
Oh, good, good. Well, do it. Yeah, do something weird, though. It's always fun when you do something. It makes for a lot of extra fun
for
people.
Well, you know what? I'll have my secret hidden Jimmy Kimmel camera on, too, and then we'll just bring it over to the show. And
I wish I could believe anything you say at this point. Hey, do you want to buy pictures of Adam Carolla's new twins?
Are they born yet?
Yeah, they're born. They were born yesterday.
Well, tell them I said congratulations.
That's all right. Take that as a no. All right. Well, thanks, Mark. Mark, I'd like to have you come on the show during this finals, also on the TV show.
Yeah, you know what? We're just trying to figure it out, actually, just because of the way it's all set up. So if I can get up there from Miami, then, let's definitely do something.
Okay, good.
Right, then get rid of that team and Texas and go back to the homeland, Pittsburgh, PA, and save the Pirates. Would you please?
You guys, you watch. I'll be back there.
There you go. Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks. Mark,
thanks, guys.
Again, Mavericks and Heat tonight on ABC. First game of the NBA Finals. There you go. Sarah Silverman's in studios. Do we need to take a break now, or can we keep talking?
Talk to Adam.
Okay, we can. Oh, Adam's on the telephone. Where is Adam right now?
He's home.
What do you mean he's at home? He's at home.
Yeah.
He was at the hospital for like an hour.
Wait, he wasn't even there for an hour? Adam, you're at home?
Yeah.
What happened?
Hey, you know, once you've seen one hospital, you've seen them all.
But those are your babies in there.
Once you've seen one baby, you've seen them all.
They're really cute. Can I just say, I just saw the not yet sold or published snapshots, and the babies are so cute. The little boy has little pink cheeks and pretty lips, and they're gorgeous.
Where did you see the pictures?
Don't worry about where we saw them. We saw them.
Sarah, are they not cute babies?
They're so cute. The boy's got Angelina's lips and Brad Pitt's nose.
I saw some pictures on the website on adamcarolla.com last night, believe it or not, but there were pictures of kids that weren't my own.
Oh, they were?
So maybe you're heaping praise on someone else's kids.
No, I saw them from Jimmy.
No.
But there are pictures on the website of fake children, and then also pictures of Lynette from years ago.
What? Wait, on AdamCarolla.com? Hold on a second.
Oh, they're fake. They're on the message boards. Those aren't real. I've seen the real photos from Jimmy.
You have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, those were taken by your friend Kathy, who emailed them to me. I asked her to do that. Yeah, and the babies look very cute.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. I think they're cuter than that stupid Shiloh baby.
Yeah.
I can't believe we can't get more than $500 for pictures of these twins.
Well, maybe if they knew how cute they were.
I got to tell you, and also then they have to grow up in the shadow of Shiloh.
And Surrey.
Which is going to be the name of my next one-man play.
in the shadows of Shiloh.
Yeah, because they're going to forever walk around knowing that they were only worth about $250 apiece, whereas these ones are worth millions.
Maybe you should throw in the actual babies as well.
Well, like you can keep them for a weekend.
Yeah. You don't need two babies anyway. What do you need with two babies at once?
You should have a spare.
That's what I keep telling Lynette.
The girl's going straight into the dumpster.
And by the way, the reason I'm not there is because I called Lynette at the hospital since I hung up with you guys, and she said she was sleeping. She sent the kids to the nursery. And she hadn't slept all night, so she told me not to come until 10.
We know why you're not there, because you're Adam. That's why you're not there.
No, but Ace, yesterday, was it the happiest day of your life?
Other than the time I saw that Ferrari roll off the flatbed, the one I ordered from Georgia and had to wait the long weekend for, yes, definitely.
Well, it was sullied by the nurse lady, right?
Well, you know, as it turns out, she was not a nurse. She is sort of an administrator, or she's a receptionist, I guess. And evidently has a horrible reputation over there amongst her peers. I always love that thing where there's a horrible employee that all the other employees have to apologize for constantly, but the thought of firing her never runs through their head.
Listen, you got 11 of those here.
I know.
Who are you kidding with this? Oh, that's great. Well, I hope your feud with the nurses all turns out okay. And how long is Lynette going to be in the hospital?
Oh, man, I don't know, but I'll tell you, I didn't have a bad night last night. You know, I got home.
No, the reason I ask is I figured we could go do something.
Oh, yeah,
maybe we should go to Vegas.
Yeah, I watched Red Dawn on TiVo uninterrupted for the first time in like 4 weeks.
Wow. I'm glad you and Jim Belushi or whoever the hell's in that movie could get back together. Will you be at work?
Crazy, you
how dare
man.
You?
Yeah, how could you not
see
know?
Thomas Howell? Ever heard of him? Kimmel?
No, I don't. I haven't seen Red Dawn.
Oh. It's like the greatest ensemble since The Outsiders. Almost the same
Powers
one.
Booth?
I have like 15 jobs. I have no time for Red Dawn every month.
Well that's sad for you.
Speaking of time, the kids and the wife are coming home, I think, Saturday, God willing, Sunday. We can do something.
We'll definitely get together.
Right. Yeah, look, I'm not saying I want a lung to collapse or anything in the hospital, but if infection does set in,
yeah,
you're going to be there for a couple of weeks. And the kids will have to stay there.
All right. Well, my hope is to visit Lynette in the hospital tomorrow morning, and I think it would be nice to see you there. Will you be at work?
I'm going to come in tomorrow.
You are.
I got to go sell that to Lynette, who thought I was going to go through to the weekend. But
yeah,
I'll
just
I'll
don't come, tell her.
I'll
She'll
come
never
in there
know.
Tomorrow. Okay. There's a big cardboard cutout display of me welcoming people into the room.
Uh-huh.
If you want to sign it, Jimmy, that would be awesome when you visit
that.
Her.
Okay, I will.
I'll be watching Red Dawn.
All right.
Did you hold the babies for the first time and everything?
I gave him one of these, you know. I gave him a little, you know, shot on the shoulder.
Right. New Father of the Year, Adam Carolla. And get to work on, again, children's books. Adam is going to be putting out a whole series of children's books very soon.
Yeah, it's coming.
All right, Adam.
Thanks, guys. Great job, Jimmy, by the way.
Thank you, thank you.
Show sounds too good.
Thank you very much. I
love
appreciate that.
In the Shadow of Shiloh.
I've actually been holding back so as not to humiliate Adam. But thank you, Adam. All right, here we go. I'm sorry, I hung up on him. It's his own show. All right, what are we going to do next? Oh, next, this is guest Def Frat Guy. Bro. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't know how to say this, so I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Bro, put me on TV. This radio thing sucks.
Okay. Right.
I can't understand what's going on.
I know. Yeah, I'm really sorry. We got to get somebody to sign this stuff for Def Frat Guy.
TV is a visual medium.
Go to deffratguy.com if you would like to join. What is the name of your fraternity again?
Delta Phu Gamma.
Delta Phu Gamma. And Sarah Silverman, Jesus is Magic is the DVD. Sarah, do you want to stay around? Because there's some ugliness that's about to happen here.
Yeah.
Teresa,
I think that would be best.
Apparently does not get along with Tracy Metro.
I barely know the woman.
And yet somehow a hate relationship has developed. And
developed by Bresca.
They
and
go
his
back
fat
to,
head.
No, they go back to the college days.
I didn't even know I went to college with her.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you don't like her, Teresa.
All right, we're going to pair them off today on Teresa's birthday. Tracy versus Teresa.
Sarah,
when we come
please
back.
Take my side.
It's
I need somebody.
Jimmy Kibble in for Adam Carolla, and we'll be right back.
Right now on The Insider, Infinite No More, Adam Carolla has twins.
There's a lot more coming up, so stay here, or there, or wherever you are. Just don't change the station. It's The Adam Carolla Show.
History will not remember this day kindly. So
I don't know
sad.
If I feel like coming back here. This girl is sending an email to everyone in Hollywood. All my friends. I'm this girl. I'm not Tracy.
You said you don't like the Metro Me.
She does an excellent job. I'm not sure if I'm believing that. Her. Russ, you told me this morning that you had to cut her piece.
I think it's going to be interesting, though, to watch this rivalry unfold.
Oh. Yeah, you think she's a delight here.
Ah, cat fight here. On Teresa's birthday, Tracy Metro is in studio.
Good morning. Wearing orange as always.
No, I'm not. I would like to begin by wishing Teresa a very happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. That's the way you do it. You slide in there ever so pleasantly, and then you inject your poison.
I won't turn my back.
I wouldn't say a rivalry.
What poison do I have today?
I don't know. We're going to find out, I guess, though. Tracy Metro is here. Teresa Strasser. It's her birthday. She does the news here of the program. For some reason, they don't get along. We're going to get into that in just a second. Sarah Silverman is with us. Her new DVD, Sarah Silverman, Jesus is Magic, is available now. Actually, just came out on Tuesday. Hello, Sarah.
666.
666. That's right. Booker Mike August is with us, too. Mike, why are you in here?
K.D. Lang requested that I come in.
Oh, yes. Mike looks, if you've ever wondered what Mike looks like, imagine K.D. Lang with Shaquille O'Neal's penis attached.
And that, I think he wishes.
Is what you would get. By the way, Sarah and I were talking, and we've decided, Mike, that the reason that you have not had a woman for more than 4 years now, because it's kind of inexplicable. I mean, you're not that you're the most appealing guy in the world, but, I mean, I give you a good solid 7.
Oh, stop.
Thanks, Jimmy. We're blaming your hair. That we think maybe it's your hair, although suddenly it looks better today.
He got a haircut.
I got a new do, yeah.
But it's not a new do. It's a shorter version of your hair, and it's going to grow into that exact same unacceptable haircut.
Mike is so cheap that what he does is once a year, as summer starts, he gets his hair cut almost down to nothing, and then he grows it out into John Travolta's hairstyle from Saturday Night Fever. Mike, you stand by right there, because Tracy is here with some interviews. Where were you? Where did you do these interviews, Tracy?
You know what? I have been all over town. I was at the Hollywood Life Lounge, which was a swag party. In fact, I brought swag for Teresa.
Oh,
you
thank
did?
You.
That's
I
nice.
Did.
That was
some,
nice.
Some great girly fun things.
Are
some
we
makeup,
a submarine,
not
the- by the way? Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Is that only me? It sounds like we're 30 leagues under the
we
sea.
We are under the sea. You didn't know?
I didn't.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, Tracy.
No worries. You know what, Damashek? I brought you some cute stuff, too.
Oh
really?
Terrific. Thank you.
Now, is it a compliment, or it should be taken as a gift when you bring a woman makeup as a present?
And I knew
present?
You were going there.
You did.
You know, she wears makeup, and what girl doesn't love free makeup? In fact, Sarah, would you pass that down to Teresa right
Teresa's
now?
Teresa's steaming right now. I can just say, look at her.
And what is the nature of the dispute between the two of you that that our producer, Jimmy Brusca, has exacerbated?
Well, basically,
what's the problem?
Created, not exacerbated.
No. The bottom line
I
is
I like
this.
Teresa's thinking.
They were both kind of trying out for the news position. Teresa got it. Tracy's jealous. Tracy wants the job.
I am not jealous.
Tracy wants the job.
You didn't want the
Teresa
job, Teresa
hates the fact that
there are two girls, one job, Kimmel. That's the problem.
Tracy's a self-promoter, and she's got the orange
I'm wearing no
business
orange
card.
Today.
She's, the Metro Minute, and that kind of pisses off Teresa.
Okay. All right. Well, I see. It's natural. There was only one position, and there were, and I'll be honest with you, Tracy, you weren't even in second place.
Naturally.
But you did do a nice job.
And you know what? Can I tell you?
Yes.
I was trapped in our production office, and Jimmy and who else was there? Lynch. They secretly taped me, trying to get me to say horrible things about Teresa.
Is that right? I do not believe that for 1 second that Jimmy Brusca would do anything
that's
like that.
Like stoop that low.
That's actually
about
pretty
that.
Good producing on your part. Yeah.
As the Ed would say, I don't know about that.
And what happened? She didn't say anything?
Well, she said a lot of really terrible things. That's why we can't play it.
Really?
Yeah. Teresa's a valuable member of our show, and I don't want to insult
you don't
her.
Want to
you know what? Damashek was there, too.
I was, and she said nothing disparaging.
She
at
didn't
all.
Say anything.
She said
all
nothing
right.
approaching.
Right.
You know, Sarah, would you pass down the swag to Damashek for that? For
on the other hand,
for watching my back right there.
We do have a list of things Teresa has said about Tracy, which we'll get to in just a moment.
Turn into a PA.
Let's hear some of these interviews.
Guest.
Who did you interview, Tracy?
Sarah, can you pass this? Also, maybe get Tracy some coffee.
Tracy, who did you interview at the, were you at the MTV Movie Awards?
I was. I went
Music
to
Music Awards?
I was. Movie Awards.
Movie
MTV
Awards.
Movie Awards. I know, not to be confused.
Right.
You know, I had a great interview with Steve-O.
You did?
Yeah,
well, let's hear your
Jackass.
Great interview with Steve-O. Here we
My
go.
My name's Steve-O.
Which celebrity would you like to sleep with that you haven't?
I don't know. I pretty much nailed all of them.
Lucky love and lucky gambling table.
I don't gamble, only in bed.
What's the biggest gamble you took in bed?
Well, I don't know. I gamble with my life in bed all the time.
So you don't use condoms?
Nah, not all the time. But I just went to the doctor. You know, you guys probably even heard about it, how I got diagnosed with, a really bad heart condition.
Yeah, we're all worried about you, actually.
I went to the heart specialist. The thing is, it didn't really bother me hearing about my heart being messed up because the doctor told me that my wiener's actually okay, you know?
Can we see it?
Sure. You want to check out my wiener?
Oh, dude! He just pulled out his wanker.
It's a good-looking wiener, you know?
Steve-O showed you his penis on the red carpet.
He did. Not
and
that impressive.
Not that impressive.
No.
Well, he wasn't...
That's what Teresa was just thinking.
All right.
About that interview, you mean?
About you, Teresa.
Please, no fighting. Next up,
that wasn't me.
Your interview with Rebecca Romaine. Yeah. Rebecca, no longer Stamos, now just Rebecca Romijn.
That's exactly right. You know, she's from Pepper Dennis and also X-Men.
Uh-huh.
She's a tall drink of water, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, she is. And here's Tracy Metra's interview with Rebecca.
It's Rebecca Romijn. I hope I get to see you soon.
How much will we have to pay to get you on the show?
Well,
her publicist is telling her what to say.
he's giving me inside information.
What's the inside info?
She doesn't like Mike August.
I don't know Mike August. No offense, Mike August.
Yeah, well, there you go. Mike August.
the heat's on me.
Yeah.
Why does she hate you?
She said she has no problem with me. Yeah. I have no idea.
I think it was a joke, but
That was her publicist.
Funny.
Her publicist actually fed her the line.
Yes, well, he is my publicist as well, and the reason he does not like Mike August is because Mike August is an idiot.
Because Mike August doesn't like when publicists pull clients from the show at the last minute, and I told him that.
Yeah. Let's not get into that, Mike, because you two will be in the garbage can along with the webmaster. And finally, what is this room? A roommate you have an interview with?
Yeah. So I was at the red carpet from the swag event, the Hollywood Life Lounge thing, and I ran into my college roommate, whose name is Sarah Lassay, because she was out there promoting her book, Psychic Junkie, which is an account of an actress who's addicted to online psychics. Well, I remembered that Teresa and Sarah were friends in college, so I asked for the scoop.
Here we go.
Friends with Teresa Strasser?
The name sounds familiar. Oh, God. I don't know. She was doing some shows, some building show or something. I saw her once. Maybe it's her.
Wait, that is.
Of course I know Tess. We were very good friends.
I had the beef with her, and she has the beef with me.
Oh.
Can you give me some insight into Teresa?
Tess is a little intimidating. That's how I felt about her when we were friends. Well, I don't know. That was a long time ago. She might not be like that anymore. But it's usually more just a cover for, the sensitive soul.
So do you think she's sensitive deep down inside?
Oh, absolutely.
Some deep insights from a girl whose homework I did in college. And that's not a joke.
I'll be honest, Tracy, both you and that roommate's voices are so annoying, I tuned it out in the first 3 seconds.
Thank you.
I didn't hear a word of that.
I cannot wait to not read that book.
What a fascinating, fascinating...
What's that book about?
...series of interviews.
She's an actress, and apparently she was addicted to...
The girl can't write a sentence, I did her homework. Who wrote her book?
You did.
Somebody wrote it with her, actually.
Some construction show. That's what she says.
Call Casper, because there's a ghostwriter.
All right. Well, there you go. We'll get Casper on the phone coming up next. Thank you, Tracy Metro.
Now, do you have peace, the two of you now?
Yeah.
I don't think there is peace, but really, who cares when you think about it? Brusca, quickly, what do you have a list of things Teresa said about Tracy?
These are all...
It's my birthday.
100% true. And I love you, Teresa, but you have said this. And she
love
said
me
this.
Less, then.
You know what?
Let's take
a break, and we'll come back and hear what Teresa said about Tracy Metro. Sarah Silverman is here. Silverman, Jesus is Magic. Yeah. We'll be right back with the news and... fighting, I guess. I don't know. Right back.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Glenn Phillips and Dean Dinning from Toad the West Rocket. You are listening to Adam Carolla, to whom we just talked. If you need to talk to Adam, Dean will give you directions.
Yes, please call Adam at 866-901-ADAM.
You'll be glad you did.
Walk on the ocean. The Adam Carolla Show.
Hi, this is Sarah Silverman. I love Adam. I love Adam Carolla. I'm glad you're listening to him. You're doing the right thing.
I can't help but agree. Sarah Silverman has departed. Jimmy Kimmel here filling in for Adam Carolla. Adam and his wife had twins yesterday. We had a little, I don't know, I wouldn't call it a fight. I wouldn't call it much of anything, actually. A moment ago, Tracy Metro, our entertainment reporter, was here doing a little bit of battle with Teresa Strasser, our newswoman, who is having a birthday today. Apparently, here's how it went down. Brusca, the producer of the program, and a couple of the other guys tried to get Tracy to say bad things about Teresa on tape. It didn't work out. However... Teresa has said some things about Tracy. True, Brusca?
This is true. And Tracy doesn't really say bad things about Teresa, but she does say, well, things like, when's Teresa's contract run out?
This one is nothing personal, but
you do have an agenda.
You are a pot stir.
No, I'm just...
I am happy as a clam.
I'm just, listen.
Doing the red carpet crap.
Is it true? Have you ever
Here's the other thing.
That?
Oh, if Teresa's ever out or whatever, I'd be more than happy to fill in.
Well, that you can understand.
Is true.
But what about the contract thing?
Over for
Tracy,
her.
Is that true or false? Have you ever asked when her contract is up?
False.
It is false.
I don't think so.
So Preska's lying?
Yes. I'm not lying. And
bull.
This, all right, this is 100% true, and
well,
I have witnesses on these.
Your credibility is at stake because Tracy just said you lied.
She's lying. Now I have witnesses on these. That was just her and I conversation, but this is Teresa.
Was I joking when I said these things or was I serious?
Sometimes serious, sometimes joking. I would say half kidding.
Half
maybe
kidding?
Maybe one quarter kidding, three quarters true.
Dave, you were there. Was I kidding?
I'm staying out of this.
Dave!
I'm Switzerland.
All right, here's some of the things.
The one I heard you say that was a joke.
Clearly a joke.
My shrink says there's no such thing as a joke.
Much of truth is said in jest.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Well, 12 of my therapists say there is that such thing as a joke.
Well, Teresa said about Tracy Metro, I'll snap her like a twig.
Really?
She's very thin.
Direct quote.
I'm not thinner than you.
That's kind of a compliment.
That was a compliment.
In a way.
Backhanded. This woman just brought me the gift of makeup, which I interpret as, why don't you cover up your acne-ridden face?
Oh, really?
Fat slob. No.
Really?
And she said, if Tracy comes in here with a self-promoting nonsense, I will take her down to Chinatown. 100% true.
I love Chinatown. I like to have that dim sum.
I just want to take her over some dim sum.
Yeah, that's not
you
bad.
You said you will take her down to Chinatown. And
I like that, actually.
The orange, Tracy Metro wears orange all the time,
signature
and that's her shtick.
Not today.
Color.
It's not shtick. I'm not wearing
so
it today.
Teresa says, wearing some orange
so
today.
Teresa says, oh, that's her shtick, but my signature color is blood.
Well, blood is not really a color.
She made
blood
red.
See, that's the... Yeah, that's where I was going.
Said she wasn't Tracy Metro wasn't nice, and they went back in college days. They were they knew each other, and she said Tracy Metro wasn't very nice in college. A rich and happy family. She came in, you know,
so
showing
not.
Off how rich she was. Her and her roommate,
really?
I didn't
rich
say that.
Bitch.
I never really? Said that.
I wish
that's
I grew
untrue.
Up rich. And, I wish.
What does your dad do?
He owns a liquor store,
ooh.
A wine store.
Wow.
Yeah, not rich at all.
Well, he could be rich from owning a liquor and wine store.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? What wine
not.
Store does he own?
It's called Chevy Chase Wine and Spirits. It's on Connecticut Avenue in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Yeah, well, no, just normal guy. Normal, okay. My parents
what
work together.
What kind of car does he drive, your dad?
He's got
rich,
money.
Dude.
Let's
don't
go.
Lie.
He's got money. Let's
he recently bought an expensive car.
Okay. Let's put it this way. Freshman year, they come rolling up, and it was one of these things where the whole happy family was together, and I was jealous, I'll admit, because Tracy's, like, beautiful and bubbly and blonde and happy and sort of my antithesis, and the family comes up with, like, they brought her a little refrigerator and stuff, and I'm alone with a duffel bag, because my dad's a mechanic, and I can barely afford to go to college.
You realize, though, that is not Tracy's fault. I mean, for instance, my children are wealthy children. And, I mean, they are. It's not their fault. They have no, I wasn't, but you can't really hold it against them.
I said I was just jealous.
Okay.
Look, I'm allowed to be. Am I right?
Well, I did
I
roll up with a refrigerator.
See,
my parents were together, but they were not rich.
I would love to see the two of you make out to,
make, in China.
Did I say make out? I meant make up, but I'd rather see you make out.
In fact, during the commercial, we were actually having like a normal conversation.
Yeah, but it was strained, let's be honest. Oh,
bit.
Hey, you know what? I hate to interrupt you, ladies,
please.
But we've got one of the great players in the history of the NBA, and one of the great broadcasters, Bill Walton, is on the telephone. Hello, Bill.
Jimmy, it is such a pleasure to be back on the air with you. I miss you so much. How you doing, big guy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I have never been better. We are in the middle of the most amazing and perfect harmonic convergence ever. Because we've got the NBA Finals, which starts tonight on ABC, 6 o'clock here in the Western time zone.
Right.
And, you know, it's been the games of the millennium this year.
There have been. There have been some great games.
It's been fantastic. And the climactic finale starts tonight. Then tomorrow, the World Cup starts, and we'll be all over that with ESPN and ABC.
Do you care about soccer?
I love
be honest.
Soccer.
You do love
I
soccer.
I love soccer.
Well, that's right. Didn't your sons play some soccer?
Yeah. And I actually played some soccer. That's another story. Then
wow.
We got the
You'd
Tour
be an awesome goalie.
We got the Tour de France that starts up in less than 3 weeks, and you wouldn't believe what happened, Jimmy, because, you know, I live here on the north edge of Balboa Park in San Diego, and Red is our house, and I got home from another one of these endless, interminable road trips that I'm always on. I'm out there 200 nights a year. And I get home, and my good friends from Guinness, they show up realizing that I am a lifelong Irishman, and they say, Bill, we got to take care of you. You look battered. You look broken down. So they put this in-home bar in my house.
Nice.
And they said, like, Bill, you can have this, and we're going to give you a year's worth of supply of all you can drink. And it's unbelievable. We've almost gone through that already. And it's been absolutely remarkable because we were sitting around brainstorming during one of these games of the millennium, and it was right there, and Steve Nash and Boris Diaw and Dirk and Shaq and Ben Wallace, and it's all happening. And we came up with this brainstorm that we want to give one of these things away.
Oh,
and
so really?
We go to Guinness.com, two N's and two S's. You have to be 21, and you apply. You send in an application. You design, you create your own in-home bar designed for what you like at your house, and then you write me a letter. You write me an essay, if you will, explaining why you deserve this free in-home bar worth $20,000, which I tell you right now, it's priceless. You want, it just takes up our whole house.
That sounds great.
And then I am the judge.
Oh, really?
How cool is this? It's like being the referee in an NBA game. It's like being the broadcaster. It's like having your own late-night talk show. Like
I would have thought it would have been a rolling paper company that would have sponsored
you. So here we are. We're sitting there having the time of our life, but we demand, not only I individually, Bill Walton, but Guinness, corporately and professionally, we demand responsibility and accountability in all things at all times, both on and off the court. But you got to go to Guinness.com, and you got to get there before July 30th. First, when the online promotion at Guinness.com.
I would like to get them to install one in my car. Is that part of the responsibility?
It's not a good thing to have it in your car.
Oh, I see.
It's bigger than your car.
Okay, all right.
It's bigger than Shaq.
Bill,
this thing is so big.
Who do you think is going to win the series?
Miami.
You think Miami? Yeah. Why Miami?
I like Miami for a number of different reasons, starting with Shaq, and then going to Dwayne Wade, and then going to Pat Riley, then going to the fact that Dallas only can play one way to beat Miami, and that's by racing the ball up and down the court. And Miami's playing such great defense right now. I also believe that in NBA basketball, you win with the best players, and there has to be a narrowing of the gap between the greatest of stars. So when you have Shaq and Dwayne Wade, who were out there just unbelievably, they made Rip Hamilton and Ben Wallace of the Detroit Pistons literally vanish. They evaporated. They disappeared. And those guys, Rip Hamilton and Ben Wallace, I think they're better than Sagana Jop, Eric Dampier, Jerry Stackhouse, Marquise Daniels, the guys who are going to be matched up against Shaq and Dwayne Wade. Plus, I also think, Jimmy, that the fact that, you know how when you walk out on your show every night, or you come on the air?
Yes, sure.
You're pumped. You're like, just command of the world. It's all right there.
Yes, I am a consummate entertainer. I have 100% confidence.
And that is called stage presence.
Yes, thank you.
And when you've got that, Shaq's got that, Dwayne Wade's got that,
Regis
Pat Riley's got that, do these guys from
Alan
Dallas Dick have that?
Yeah.
These guys have never been in a really big event like this.
You.
And so it leads to overwhelming pressure, and you find shrinkage out there. Where
Bill, all I asked was who's going to win the series.
I'm fired up. Put me in, because I want to play.
Bill Walton's a good guy. He is.
We got reaction earlier today from Bill's former coach, John Wooden, to see who he thought was going to win.
And who did coach think was going to win?
Can we play a tape of that?
Yeah, let's play that. Oh, we don't have it? Or we do have it. Here we go. Dave, you have it on yours.
I like soup.
All right, well, thank you. There he was, Coach Wooden.
Coach is doing great. He lives there in L.A. He's 95 years old.
Wow.
I thought he was older than that.
Wow.
I think he takes Botox.
Yeah, he might.
It's unbelievable because he was in the hospital recently, and he, Jimmy, this is a guy who never draws attention to himself.
He doesn't.
He is the most humble, most selfless, most giving person. I mean, his favorite people are, you know, well, I like Jerry Garcia and Bob Dylan and
you
and
started the weed epidemic in the NBA.
Right.
You're the founding father.
Coach likes Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
And so he goes into the hospital during the Final Four, and it's the worst thing because then everybody finds out about it, and they all think he's going to die and everything. He gets out of the hospital, and in 48 hours, he's out of the hospital, and the day he gets out, he goes and gives two corporate speeches on the same day.
I pulled myself ever.
Well, Coach Wooden again.
The man cannot get enough money. Right. Thank you, Bill Walton. We got to go, actually.
Jimmy, we love you. Guinness.com.
Guinness.com.
Thanks so much. Enjoy it. The games of the millennium. The climactic final. The NBA finals tonight. See you later, Jimmy.
Thank you, Bill.
There
you go. Bill Walton. Good man. We got to do the news now. Should we do it or should we take a break and
let's
then come
do
back?
It. We got so much stuff. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. Let's hit it. Yeah. Do it, Teresa. The happy birthday news.
Thank you.
Tracy Metro lording over your shoulder as you do it.
By the way, the best birthday present I ever could have gotten, Jimmy, was this job. So thank you.
Oh, that's nice. Well, thank your friend Adam. Show, really.
On to Iraq. The most wanted man there was killed last night in an airstrike. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed along with seven aides in a remote area outside of Baghdad. The self-proclaimed leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq led a campaign of suicide bombings and kidnappings.
Yeah, he did. Oh, I thought we were going to clip. I'm sorry. I was hypnotized. This is a fat person. This is the fattest terrorist maybe ever. He looks like the guy who plays the biker in all those, you know, those movies, the guy whose face, you know, and you can never figure out exactly who he is. He's got that stringy beard.
Oh, yeah.
And he plays, and he wears like it looks almost like a bandana, but it also looks like a Nike made it for him or something.
When Brian Bosworth goes undercover?
Yeah. That guy. He's in every one of those movies. He's the meth guy. He sometimes turns out to be kind of a good guy. He's always bungling in some way. That's al-Zarqawi, the fattest terrorist. I'll say something about al-Zarqawi. People get down to the guy, but in fairness to him, when I was a kid, I did love his cartoon. You remember that cartoon he had?
Hey, 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 it's Fat al-Zarqawi, and I'm going to drop a bomb on you.
Remember this one?
I do.
And kill an infidel or two. You'll have some terror with me and all the gang.
I watch it every Saturday morning.
Yeah. While we do our thing. Nah, nah, nah. Gonna have a good time. Nah, nah, nah. Gonna have a good time.
Hey, hey, hey. That's right. al-Zarqawi and the al-Qaeda kids, I think, also.
Wasn't that produced by Osama bin Cosby?
Maybe.
If I recall. Thank you.
May he rest in peace.
A Canadian broker earning almost $400,000 a year decided late one night at work to call a prostitute to the office. When she left, after doing her job, she realized she'd been shorted $200, so she returned to the office the next morning demanding to be paid in front of all of these, the coworkers.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
She wanted her $200.
A nightmare.
Now, as you might imagine, this is something that would get a person fired. The broker was fired, but he still sued for $6 million claiming wrongful termination.
I don't blame him.
He lost the suit.
I have dozens of hookers showing up at the show every morning demanding payment. You know what I do?
What?
I send them away.
Really?
No, I pay them.
You wouldn't shortchange a hooker, would you?
No. I wouldn't even go to a hooker. That's disgusting.
Exactly. In an annual survey of college students, iPods were found to be more popular than beer by a margin of 2%.
Have you ever tried to drink an iPod through a funnel?
Have you,
Dave?
It's
almost impossible, so.
Well, this is the first time this has happened. Beer always rates number one, but this year it was number three. It was iPods, and then number two is Facebook.com, which is kind of like a MySpace.
What?
You know it, Brian?
Yeah.
Come on, that's more popular than beer? Yep.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense amongst the general populace. The kids who are on it all the
freaking
time.
Where do boobs fit into the equation?
There are boobs on the Facebook.
On Facebook?
What is this Facebook?
It's like MySpace you can't if you're log in college.
In. You can't get in there because you have to be like have to have some sort of college enrollment.
Well, I'm in the Deaf Frat Guys fraternity. Oh. Can I?
Well, then you're good.
Can
well,
I get into that?
Do.
Really, I can't get in. That makes me want to get in so much. I mean, like I don't have a MySpace page or anything like that. I'm not interested
in
that.
One of our interns could probably sign up and get us in.
Yeah, they should definitely get us in. Let's get into Facebook.
Facebook and see what's going on in there. Lastly, tonight, the MTV Movie Awards, covered so beautifully by our own Tracy Metro. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
I will keep my comments brief as Bruska has now signaled me 17 times in the last 20 seconds.
All right.
Jesus.
I thought he was doing aerobics.
Please stop We're showing off late. For Kimmel.
We're running late.
All right. NBA Finals tonight, 6-0-0 in Dallas. Mavericks Heat, as we just heard. Bill Walton picked the Heat, I picked the Heat, and Coach John Wooden picked Soup. Now, national pastime, your winners yesterday were the Halos, Mariners, and Padres. Losers, Dodgers, Snakes, Gigantics. And just, I want to tell one thing. Little news from the NFL, little league that hasn't been on the front pages in a little while. Longtime Tennessee Titans QB, Steve McNair, on his way to the hateable Baltimore Ravens. A lot of people say it's going to make that team filled with class acts like Ray Lewis, a Super Bowl contender. Why do I bring it up? Because I miss football so bad.
That's why? That's
much.
The only reason why?
Well, I don't like the Ravens.
Thing? Oh, all right. Well, what say the goldfish?
I don't know. Fish tank?
There we go. Yeah, there we go. All right. Thank you, Dave Damashek's number one sports. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back with Brian Posehn and the first ever interview with the Corolla Twins. Yes.
We'll be right back.
There's more coming up.
Hell yeah.
The Adam Carolla Show. Contestant for the Celebrity Nerd Off. Now back to Jimmy Kimmel.
I think
on
we
the
found
Adam
him.
Carolla Show.
I am not the contestant, although I could probably answer quite a few of those questions. I got a big box of comic books yesterday at my office, and I was as delighted as a 12-year-old. And retarded schoolboy.
And by
really,
the way, Dagobah is not a planet. It is a planet within the Dagobah system.
All
thank
right.
You.
Well, maybe Dave should be in this competition. But who is in the competition? Patton Oswalt is in it.
Dana Gould.
Dana Gould is in it. And now our newest contestant, Brian Posehn. Brian Posehn is a very funny guy.
Hey, buddy.
It's good to see you, Brian. How are you?
I'm all right.
Everything's all right? Mm-hmm. You know Brian from Comedians of Comedy on Comedy Central. He's a very funny guy. He's done a lot of stuff. He did a thing called Nerd Perspective on the Showbiz Show.
Yes,
I did. With David Spade. So you are indeed a nerd. You're not a sports fan? You do not follow
not at all.
He just asked me if Shaq was up to 500.
No, is he going to go for 500 this year?
I think Brian was kidding, but there's no real way to tell. Now, here's the thing. Brian has, I think, in a way, surpassed his other nerd friends by writing his own comic book.
Who needs a resume? That's the calling card right there.
Well, Patton beat me to it. He's probably listening right now and very upset that you're not aware of
right.
his comic book.
That's right.
Yeah.
What was the name of his comic book?
But his didn't
book?
Sell as well as mine is selling. So
it's Patton
it
Man.
Doesn't count.
Is that right? People didn't like Patton's comic book?
Where can I buy this comic book you've written?
Mine's everywhere, but they've got a bunch of Golden Apple over on Melrose.
Yeah, it's called The Last Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's the first issue of The Last Christmas, and just in time in June for a Christmas-themed comic book. What is the premise here? I see the cover is Santa Claus with a machine gun and a pistol, and he seems to have killed all his elves.
No. Oh. You know, in the apocalypse stories, you never know what's... You know, what happens to Santa Claus during the apocalypse? They always just show people dealing with the apocalypse.
Right.
But what happens,
I'll be honest,
what
I
happens
hadn't
up
thought
at the
about,
North Pole
it's an oversight.
When the apocalypse happens.
Yeah.
And we cover that.
You do. So this is what happens in the North Pole after the apocalypse happened.
Yeah. And it's coming out in May, but the main idea is the trade paperback, the collected thing, that will be out by Christmas for your stockings.
Okay. Oh. When you say it's coming out in May, you mean next May?
No, it's out now.
Oh, okay. Well, May is
past. Yeah, right. But you're asking why it's out now, and I'm telling you why.
I got you. All right.
If you would listen.
You did say coming out in May, and we are well into June.
I know.
But I will forgive
it's
you for
early,
that.
Early, and I smoke stuff.
What is the name of Patton's comic book?
He did a JLA story, a Justice League of America story.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Wow.
One of the big ones.
Well, here's a nerd question. Two of our three celebrity nerds have written their own comic books, but Dana Gould has written The Simpsons. Does that trump?
No, I don't think that is an exclusively nerd, because people of all walks of life enjoy and write for The Simpsons, so I don't think that necessarily trumps
not really
it.
Write. Only nerds
only
write,
nerds
for,
write for The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Well, let's start the nerd off. Mike, you have the you got the stuff? You got the questions there?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go. Let's do it.
We're
let's
ready
see what
for
Brian
the preliminary
has.
Round.
You know, I didn't know
celebrity.
I was going to be doing this, but
it doesn't matter.
I'm
you
still going
to
crush.
No. There's no way to study for this.
A real nerd wouldn't choke.
Welcome to the preliminary round of the Celebrity Nerd Off competition, Brian Posehn. You need to get 3 out of 5 to qualify for our Celebrity Nerd Off.
All right, first question.
What planet did the Death Star blow up in the first Star Wars?
Oh, so easy.
It's Alderaan.
Of course. I just felt a terrible disturbance in the force. Like thousands of voices screamed out and then were silent.
All right.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Dave, you got to get in this nerd off, too.
I've recused myself.
Question number two.
In Dungeons & Dragons, skill points are based on what?
Dice.
That is incorrect.
The correct answer is intelligence.
That was vague phrasing.
No.
That is not right?
That doesn't really make sense, that question.
Of course
the
not.
The phrasing was vague.
All right, let's do another question.
I mean, how you get your skill
happened.
Points, how you get your points, your intelligence, and all that stuff, and your dexterity is from rolling dice to create your character.
Maybe we need to hire some nerds to work here on the show, because perhaps we'd be a little more
accurate.
I'm
right. I get that one.
Okay, all right. Let's go to the next one. I don't think you get that one, but we're going
to... I hate to say it. I played Dungeons & Dragons, and he's right. And
I'm totally right. That's how you get your intelligence, is by what you roll up in the
beginning. Remind me, we got to beat Brusk up after the show.
Wedgie.
Just what you do. You find out about the DM. And there's got to be a beating. Next up,
in Doctor Who, what does
Doctor Who?
TARDIS stand for? TARDIS.
No clue.
Time and relative dimension in space.
Oh, right. Wow. Okay. Yes. All right. So you got one right, one wrong so far.
I'm retardist.
No, he's got two right if we count the D&D.
We don't count that one. Okay. We don't count
we
it.
Totally... Oh.
All right. Let's see what
I'm going to nerd out on you.
Listen, my loyalty is to Patton. I'm sorry.
I know.
All right.
What? He's down there, right?
He is down here. He's under the console. Next.
What villain broke Batman's back, leaving him crippled?
Bane.
That is correct.
Bane is absolutely correct. Wow.
Good that was speed. Quick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And here we go. Number three. This will qualify you for the nerd off.
The snow creature that attacks Luke on the ice, planet Hoth, is called what?
Wampa.
Nice.
There we go. Nice. Brian Posehn has qualified for the Nerd Off. Pick up his comic. You can get it at Golden Apple here in L.A. And what about around the rest of the West Coast?
Well, sadly, I had a cat named Wampa. That's how I know that. That's how big of a nerd I am.
Nothing sad about that, sir.
Yeah.
If you mentioned that at the top, you wouldn't even have to play the quiz. You're right in.
You can get my book everywhere. It's and if you can't, go to image.com or...
Image.com.
Yeah, imagecomics.com.
And you'll be back next week now for the Celebrity Nerd Off against Oswald
and
Gould.
I'm going to take it to those nerds.
All right. The Last Christmas is the name of the comic. It looks good. It looks like, Santa killing elves, or somebody killed the elves. I don't know who did it, but
Brian Posehn. Great art. Jeff Darrow, that designed The Matrix, did our first cover.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're not kidding around. Brian Posehn, thank you for being here. We're going to come back. One last break as I fill in for Adam Carolla with an interview, an exclusive interview. No other show has this. A lot of other shows have been calling, but the first interview with the Adam Carolla twins. That's right.
Question for Def Franco.
I have a problem right now with a friend of mine. He's my buddy. He's my best buddy. And we're kind of fighting over this girl. What should I do?
Dude, three words. Rolls before hoes.
The Adam Carolla Show.
This is Dana Gould, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, Adam's not here. Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Adam. This is my, sadly, this is my last break with you guys here. I've had a lot of fun, and I want to thank you for your hospitality. I want to thank you for making me feel like one of your own. What are you wearing, Dave?
Shades.
Sunglasses in the studio?
Correct.
Why are you wearing them?
Because his future's so bright.
I've never seen you in sunglasses before.
Because I look queer in them. I look weird in them.
Yes, you do.
You are gay.
By the way, at diversity training, they're going to tell us not to say stuff like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but Engineer Bill, he has a different take on the whole thing. He actually made a
gay joke about himself.
As he stood up and said the word fruit in front of the people at diversity training. Well, all right, I don't want to digress here because we do have a very important and exclusive interview right now. Adam Carolla is out. He had twins, him and his wife Lynette. His children, Sonny and Natalia Carolla, are on the phone now. The newborn babies. Hello, Sonny and Natalia.
Is it a bad sign that we got through on the first ring?
Oh, the kids actually sound a little bit like
they already sound
Adam.
Like him.
Yeah. Now,
really?
Is that Natalia?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Yeah, Natalia, really, thanks. Thanks a lot. 20 bucks if my dad can even spell Natalia. Nice name. Sounds like dad wants me to open my own hair slot at Diamond Bar. Thanks.
You don't like your names?
No.
What's with this Sonny Corolla? They're grooming me to become a bail bondsman.
My complaining
went down before I even shot out of my mother's vagina.
Now, what was the birth like? How did that go?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, you know, my stupid father finally builds up enough nerve, thinks he's cutting the umbilical cord. Instead, he severs our unibrow.
Yeah, the doctor kept slapping me. What's with the slapping? I was crying harder than Mike Lynch on his wedding day.
Oh, well, my goodness. Well, that's interesting.
Sorry. You can't judge. Really, you can't judge. Sorry, I was crying harder than Teresa after Davison verbally berates her.
I love Natalia already.
Wow, that's something we didn't get to.
Does. Dad doesn't come visit.
He hasn't come visit you?
No.
Yeah, we have some pictures of Mike Lynch crying on his wedding day, and there he is. Yeah, we should post those on the website for the listeners to enjoy.
I have no
Sonny
shame.
Sonny and Natalia, you should, Mike, you should have shame. What about the food? How are you eating there in the hospital?
Believe it or not, all we're fed is breast milk. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate the giant novelty-sized jugs, and I guess we should be happy. I hear milk's the only thing Mama can cook.
Yeah, okay, let's get this straight. We make it through 9 months of sucking down amniotic fluid, and now all we get is milk? Really? Really? They can't have a little chocolate Yoo-Hoo in there, a little banana cream pie flavor? Nothing? Nothing?
Wow, these kids are a lot like their father.
It sounds like they got none of Lynette's genes.
It's very interesting. Now, how are things in the... I mean, how are the amenities there in the hospital?
Don't even get me started on the carriage.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I'm riding in a 27 Duesenberg. Would it kill them to put some shocks on this thing? God forbid they hook me up with a couple of ring mounted pneumatics so I can pop in some new bushings or leaf springs every now and then. Jesus.
You should see the crib they set us up in. The security bar is 4 inches on center, and any idiot can tell you it should be 3.5 inches, and the lag bolt securing it should be standard number 3.
Sonny, oh boy, Sonny's all worked up. Smells like he's gonna need a diaper change. Guess Dad hasn't taught him how to poop in the shower yet.
How dare you? You should talk. What about the doozy you crapped out earlier? Had a whole power of 94.
Do we also really have to go down every time Dad wants us to take a nap?
I'd rather drive cross-country in a stroller with a toddler wearing a mullet and a fanny pack
really?
Listening to the Purple Rain CD. No one of your
Oh, well, they're already fighting. This is a shame. You hate to see siblings fighting like this. Well, thank you for calling in, kids, and I hope we'll hear a lot more from you in the future.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. There you go. Sonny and Natalia Corolla, the new Corolla babies. Thank you for calling in. I also want to thank Ozzy and Guillermo, who did a review of the movie The Omen this morning. Guillermo, of course. Happy birthday to Teresa.
Thank
She's
you.
She's receiving a cake right now.
Thank you very much.
Dear friend Tracy Metro. Thanks to Paris Hilton, ParisHilton.com. Ken Baker of Us Weekly. Candace Trunzo of the National Enquirer. Bill Walton called in. Thanks to him. Go to Guinness.com for information on his beer giveaway. Brian Posehn, his comic book is called The Last Christmas. It's in stores now. Who else was here? Pat O'Brien. A pox on him. A curse on him for not putting those babies on the insider. Thanks to everybody. Bruska, Mikey Lynch, Brian, Dave. Everybody, Dad.
And on behalf of Billy, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. And for everyone, Adam will be back tomorrow. On behalf of him and his entire family, I'd like to say mahalo.
Mahalo.